Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Roadside bomb, and then two later succumb to their wounds.
So far this month, 25 American troops have been killed. A report in USA Today quotes from a letter sent by an Army commander to his troops on the battlefield. Following the deaths of two of his soldiers, Colonel David Haight of the 10th Mountain Division wrote to his men and women that they were important to the overall success of the mission. On the enemy side of the line, as CBS's Mandy Clark reports, some of the recruits are very young.
Boys as young as 7 have to be held by an adult to withstand the recoil of an AK-47. Others, like 11-year-old Aidula, are tricked into it. He was asked to deliver a fruit basket. Hidden inside was a bomb. It exploded early, injuring him and his 8 friends. He lost a leg in the blast. Some of them were saved by American surgeons at a nearby military hospital. It's these doctors who say they're seeing more children involved in bombings.
It shows the lengths to which Al-Qaeda will go to.
The children recruited by the Taliban and Al-Qaeda are often willingly sent to the terror camps by their parents. The promise of free food, shelter, and education for their sons is too difficult to turn down. Mandy Clark, CBS News, Coast, Eastern Afghanistan.
The signs are growing that a UN-backed electoral commission will conclude that Hamid Karzai has fallen short of the 50% in the disputed presidential election, meaning he will have to face his main challenger in a runoff. U.S. authorities say the balloting could take place within a month. CBS News Afghan analyst Jerry Van Dyke says voters may be reluctant to go to the polls a second time.
It's going to be very difficult for them to go out and vote again because they have seen what the Taliban will do. The Taliban will again post what they call Shabana, which are night letters threatening people against voting. They know what has happened to some people who did vote in the past.
Another deadly strike at Pakistani security forces. Police in the northwestern city of Peshawar say 3 suicide attackers, including a woman, set off a pair of bombs outside a police station, killing at least 11 people and wounding 15 others. During the past 2 weeks, more than 150 people have died in a series of militant attacks. The New York Times reports an alliance amongst militant groups is strengthening as they push to bring down the Pakistani government. A day after the fortunes of a young Colorado boy and a wayward weather balloon gripped television viewers, the father is countering suggestions it was all concocted. 6-year-old Falcon Heaney was found safe, hiding in the garage after authorities tracked the balloon it was feared he was in for hours across the Colorado countryside. Initially, the boy said he had done it for a show. On this morning's CBS Early Show, Richard Heaney said Falcon meant something else.
There's like 30 camera guys there. And anyway, one of the guys had asked him if they could show him how he got up into the attic, and it was for a TV show. So that's what he was talking about.
Is that right, Falcon? Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
And correspondent Maggie Rodriguez asked the boy what he did after climbing into the garage attic.
Did you just kind of lay down and go to sleep up there?
Yeah.
You had no idea all these people were looking for you?
No.
Authorities say that while they have no evidence what happened was a hoax, they will investigate further. Time on the Friday morning edition of the CBS World News Roundup is 4 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is Mario Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. That 6-year-old Fort Collins boy feared to have floated off in a helium balloon, safe at home today. Sheriff Jim Alderman says the boy apparently had been hiding in the attic the entire time.
This is not the first time when we've been involved in searching for some child. And once a child realizes people are looking for him, they hide because they're afraid they're going to get in trouble.
The panic sparked a frantic rescue operation that halted some departures from DIA. It was more than 2 hours before the balloon finally returned to Earth. Colorado Republican lawmakers are calling on Governor Ritter to suspend an early release program for prisoners, warning it could compromise public safety. Parker Republican and House Minority Leader Mike May says the first release of 10 prisoners shows the program is not working after one was determined to have been a sex offender. That's your AM 760. 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Just one trouble spot to get in your way as you're out the door this morning. It's a multi-car accident. This occurred westbound 36 on that approach to Sheridan. Volume starting to build as emergency crews are on scene. So do factor that into your ride as you're out the door trying to get to Boulder. No problems for you eastbounders. In fact, the rest of the Metro Highway is pretty good shape. So we're going to take a quick look at today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day with a high of about 63, 64 degrees. Cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 39, currently 40. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Toyota owners, road safety starts where rubber meets road. Through October, when you visit your neighborhood Toyota dealers and buy three tires, you get the fourth tire for just $1. For the right tires at the right price, trust your neighborhood Toyota dealer. Toyota, the right choice.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I know that sludge for brains like Bill Press.
You are a Nazi and a Stalinist.
We have never been just a collection of individuals or a collection of red states and blue states. We are and always will be the United States of America.
This is the Bill Press Show.
When you're responsible for reading the news to a city of millions, you need a gentle touch.
As for your greasy mouth self, that might help if you stopped eating all them fries you eat, making you look 6 months pregnant.
One of the top most listened to radio shows.
That voice of yours could be an attraction at a circus.
Are you joking? Is this a joke?
The little balloon boy survives his scary ride because he never left home, as we later found out. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Friday. We got a crazy ride for you this hour as well here on our Friday edition of the Bill Press Show, our last hour together here before we head into the weekend. Good to see you today, and thank you for joining up with the Bill Press Show as we head out to you nationwide from our nation's capital, our little radio factory here right in the heart of the action on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Harry Reid still got the job of blending the Senate Help Committee and the Senate Finance Committee bills on health care reform and deciding what shape the bill will take when it goes to the Senate floor. And over in the House, Nancy Pelosi's doing the same thing at the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. President Obama missing in action today. He's flying off from San Francisco, where he did a big fundraiser for the DNC last night, to College Station, Texas, to join up with former president, the first president, George H.W. Bush, to talk about a thousand points of light. Remember that? Volunteerism. Good cause, and no better spokesman for it than Daddy Bush. Wherever it's happening, we've got it covered. Invite you to join in the conversation at any time at 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-7737 on the website today. We want to apologize. The website crashed yesterday. So many of you wanted to see the cow on the tracks, the video, that the website couldn't handle all the traffic. So we're back up this morning. We got the cow on the tracks if you missed it yesterday. And we have Meghan McCain on the tracks. Well, she's not really on the tracks, but
the racks.
The yeah, racks. Maybe, right? take a look. Meghan McCain has posted a little self-photo that she took on Twitter.
Yeah, she put it on her Twitter.
And it's gotten a little some Republicans are a little upset at Meghan for putting out this image of herself. It's not the image that they think she should be.
Meghan McCain, as you've there. Never seen her before.
Exactly. Check it out. Check it out. Next stop will be Playboy magazine.
I'm starting to like her a lot more now.
Absolutely.
Playgirl magazine. I get the mix up. Playboy magazine.
Yeah.
Right. This is the first. I think maybe this is the audition.
Right.
Her and Marge Simpson.
Yeah,
exactly. That was, of course, Peter Ogburn and Dan Henning here, Team Press.
Yes,
and, boy, I got to tell you, it's getting a little nasty about the NFL. I'm not talking about Rush Limbaugh. I mean, yeah, he did call the NFL yesterday a racist organization. Do you think there's all sour grapes there because he didn't get to buy the Rams? Yeah. But then John Riggins, a former Redskins player, was asked about the current coach, Jim Zorn. I would say he's not too happy with him.
Jim, you too are not a head football coach in the NFL. High school? Definitely. You can coach in high school. You can coach my son in high school anytime.
Oh, boy. This is a big deal that he put this video out. I mean, Riggo is huge. He's like a legendary Redskin.
Is he really?
And yeah. He's sort of like the unofficial spokesman for the Redskin tradition.
Yeah.
He's probably the most famous Redskin ever.
And he does radio commentary and TV commentary every single week before, after, and during the games.
And for him to say that the current coach could coach high school football but not a professional football.
Let's not ignore the fact that he's 100% right.
No, he is. Yeah.
All right. So how long does he last?
People are surprised that he's lasted as long as he has.
I'm going to tell you something. If he loses to the Chiefs, which they play this weekend, and you know it's another winless team that the Redskins have lost three games to winless teams.
Yeah. The sixth team they've played, every team they played this year has been winless.
Yeah. That's the first time it's ever happened in the NFL.
Is it fair to blame the coach, though? I mean,
absolutely.
Here's the thing.
The players are out there. They're the ones that fumble or don't score.
They have a decent quarterback. They have a decent running back. They have decent wide receivers. And the fact that these guys, these good players, can't gel together as a team is 100% the coach's fault.
So that means I ought to be blamed for your screw up?
Yes. Absolutely. You are a leader. Right, so when I screw up, it's your fault.
Yeah.
All right. 11 minutes after the hour. You see, you can't win an argument around here. All right. Eric Burns, we're going to kick off this hour with Eric Burns, president of Media Matters, and we'll talk to Congresswoman Allison Schwartz from Pennsylvania about health care reform coming up in about 20 minutes. But first,
is the Full Court Press.
Well, a happy Friday as we get closer to the weekend. Some other stuff to talk about. Michael Jackson's concert movie, This Is It, doesn't open for another 2 weeks, but it's already sold out. New York Daily News says 1,600 showtimes have gone clean all across the country. Fandango.com, the movie website, says it sold 1,000 of those screenings on its own website alone.
Man, they're going to clean up with that one.
Stay away from Letterman. That's the word from Quinnipiac University to its students looking for internships. The Connecticut College tells TMZ they want to keep their students out of harm's way following the sex scandal of the CBS late night host and are urging students to look elsewhere for internship experience.
That's ridiculous. Grow up.
And the Gosselin family saga is providing inspiration for another ripped from the headlines episode of NBC's Law & Order. Tonight's show of the long-running crime drama will feature the characters and a storyline very similar to that of the TV parents John and Kate Plus 8, titled Reality Bites. The episode will portray the John-like character as a murder suspect after the Kate-like character turns up dead.
I have a family in Colorado that might be good material for them. You know, they might be looking for out in Fort Collins, Colorado.
Have a good weekend.
Man. All right. Thank you, Dan. 13 minutes after the hour. Big media day yesterday. I got to tell you, it was a wall-to-wall balloon boy on all the channels. What's going on? And the White House in a flat-out media war with Fox News. We wanted to check with our good friend Eric Burns, president of Media Matters for America. Eric, how you doing?
Bill, how are you doing?
Do you think the cable TV overplayed the balloon story just a tad yesterday, maybe?
I think that may be the understatement of the year. I mean, it was absurd. It went on and on and on, and I turned it off. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, well, it turns a lot of people off, but, you know, it's so funny. I made a living in cable news for a long time. I know how it works, right? I've been there, but a story pops up and one network goes with it, even if it's a car chase, and then the other one goes and the other one goes, and then once they're there, they're afraid to leave because the competition is still on the story, and it just, and they don't have anything to report. It just goes on and on and on.
Oh, I know. And then once they find the kid, then there's all sorts of other questions that they raise. The only good news I thought was that, you know, with Fox spending as much time on it as they did, it gave them less time to smear Democrats and other administration officials, call people communists, which is kind of what their normal programming consists of. So.
Very good. I'm glad you saw the silver lining in that cloud. Now, tell us about, before we get to the White House war with Fox, how about the Media Matters war with Lou Dobbs. What are you trying to do? And CNN's not cooperating, huh?
Well, not so far. we worked closely with a group called Color of Change to execute or to encourage folks to advertisers to boycott Glenn Beck's show after he called the president a racist. It was extremely successful. There were over 70 advertisers dropped off.
Very successful.
And it's something that Lou Dobbs has a history of making of xenophobic, racist, incendiary comments, especially targeted at immigrants. Illegal or not, anyone who supports, immigration reform. And, I think that it's time that there was some accountability there. And there are a lot of these companies that I think are advertising on his program that just aren't aware of the kind of hate speech that he puts out every single day. And it's even much worse on the radio, on Dobbs' radio show than it even is on CNN.
Well, he called me a Trotskyite, for example.
over the last couple of months, he's really been sounding a lot more like Glenn Beck than he has.
So are you trying to get advertisers not to advertise on his show, or are you trying to get CNN to drop the show?
Our focus right now is on educating advertisers and trying to convince them that they shouldn't be advertising on this show. I don't think, and I've said this before, Lou Dobbs has no place on any sort of legitimate news network. And, CNN likes to call themselves the most trusted name in news. Lou Dobbs' program isn't news. It's fear-mongering. It's the kind of stuff we see on Fox every day. It's really no different. So he really has no place on CNN, in my view.
Do you think there is word that he may be going to the Fox Business Channel?
Yes, there's apparently a meeting, and I've heard about some discussions, and I think that he's certainly under a lot of pressure. I've heard that there's a lot of consternation about his show inside CNN. A lot of stress about it, and I think it's understandable and right, and they're right to be concerned. I think they should have taken action, long before now, but I would not be surprised if we saw Lou Dobbs on the Fox News Channel, which is frankly where he belongs.
You prepared an ad, right, about Lou Dobbs that you tried to get CNN to run, and they wouldn't run?
That's correct. We created an ad a while back, and then we did another one on immigration and his treatment of immigrants and the hate speech in conjunction with a group called America's Voice, which is an immigration reform advocacy group. CNN has refused to run both ads. I mean, it's interesting, for a news network who, especially when you've got a primetime host who so viciously attacks so many people, they won't, allow anyone else to criticize that reporting on their own news network, and that just doesn't seem to me to be in the spirit of what journalism is about.
Now, I must tell you, I do not understand CNN's coddling of Lou Dobbs. He is so anti-CNN, if you will. I mean, un-CNN, I guess is the word. I mean, he's just, they really do, for the most part, I think, try to present themselves and try to be kind of right down the middle, right? And but Lou Dobbs, boy, he's off the reservation.
No, that's definitely their brand. And I'll tell you, after the birther controversy, which I don't know if your listeners know, but Lou Dobbs was the person that brought that. You and I talked about that. He brought that back into the mainstream. His ratings took a pretty steep dive. But what's interesting about Lou Dobbs is that price of advertising on his show is very high, and so it's very profitable for CNN to actually have him on.
There you go. Follow the money. Eric Burns, president of Media Matters for America. MediaMatters.org is the website. Eric, so what about this war? I mean, it is open warfare between the White House and Fox, certainly after Anita Dunn, communications director for the White House, last Sunday told Howie Kurtz that CNN, Fox is not really a news network, like a serious news network like CNN. Is this smart for the White House?
I think it is. We've been saying the same thing for some time, and the Fox is not a news organization. It's a political operation. I mean, they're lobbying Congress, from the airwaves, putting up the numbers of members of Congress's offices, and even giving folks scripts of what to say when they are instructing them to call in and suggest that they don't support a certain piece of legislation. They're doing political grassroots organizing.
Yeah, they organized the town halls and, the march all that kind of stuff.
And you even got Mike Huckabee and Dick Morris raising money for their PACs and their 527s right there on the air.
But it's smart for you to do it. Is it smart for the White House to do it?
Well, I think so, because I think the White House is recognizing that really Fox News has become the epicenter of the conservative movement, and they are the opposition. I mean, let's just consider the attacks that Fox has, and frankly, in many instances, successfully lobbied on this White House and this administration over the past couple of months. I mean, you've got Van Jones, you've got their attacks on Patrick Gaspard, the political director. You've had this ridiculous smear campaign on Kevin Jennings, and they are just targeting person after person. Of course, now Glenn Beck is going after Anita Dunn, as we saw last night. They're going after Valerie Jarrett. I mean, this is an all-out smear campaign. It's the Arkansas Project on steroids.
But at the same time, by the way, I agree with you. I think they're right, and I think you just take that, rip the mask off as if there's any mask left, right? Expose them for what they are. But isn't it also true, alas, that the more the White House attacks, the better the ratings for Fox? They're going to have their, I read the other day, they're going to have their highest ratings year ever this year.
No, that's certainly a possibility. Fox's ratings have been going up. I think what the data that I've seen shows, though, is that, Fox viewers are more likely to vote Republican or conservative than even most registered Republicans.
Yeah.
So it's not really a persuadable audience. And what's dangerous about Fox is not only this morphing of the network from a kind of a talk radio style conservative news channel into a political operation, but the fact that they are so successfully able to bounce false stories, smears into the mainstream media just because of the whole competitive nature of cable news,
mm-hmm.
just kind of like with the balloon story that we were talking about.
Yeah, and they've done it. They've done it with the czars. They've done it with Acorn, and they've sort of put out the word that if we're covering it, meaning on Fox News, if we're making this attack and the others don't, then they're not doing their job.
Yeah,
right?
and so when you consider
that
Fox is not, what's coming out of Fox is not legitimate news. It's not based in fact. They're not doing journalism. They're not doing investigative reporting. They're not uncovering facts. And so I think it's very smart for the White House to really come out and lay down that predicate and try to help other folks in the media understand this is not a network that you need to be following.
Well, nobody's been on top of them. Nobody's following them and telling us what the truth is better than Media Matters for America. Hey, Eric, great job. Thanks for joining us again.
Thanks, Bill, for having me.
All right, mediamatters.org. Check it out.
Actively interactive
at BillPressShow.com.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certification as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-521-PASS. That's 888-521-PASS. 888-521-7277.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
It's tinnitus. Ah, finally.
Quietus.
Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
I now can get a full night's rest.
Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982. 1-800-713-3982.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Well, we got a nasty accident to start off our morning commute, a multi-vehicle crash, westbound Turnpike, right near Sheridan, blocking the right-hand lane. Really starting to slow down up there. Stop-and-go conditions back around Federal. Eastbounders also going to tap the brakes there at Federal. Also see some heavy volume southbound I-25, 104th to 84th, and in Aurora, southbound 225, Colfax to Alameda. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild with a high of 62. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
We know the characters. We know the plot. And we also know that no matter how you cut it, you can't script October. On Fox, it's game one of the ALCS as baseball's most storied franchise, the New York Yankees, play host to a team driven by a season of inspiration, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It's a battle in the Bronx, tonight, only on Fox.
Yankees Angels, tonight starting at 5:30 on Fox 31.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from your oil change sticker.
I've been in the sun too long. I think I'm peeling.
No kidding. How come?
Hello? Maybe you're overdue for an oil change at the dealer.
Oh, right. How about that?
Well, you know what? I should have written out the date or mileage to remind you. Oh, wait. I did.
All right. Time to go to the dealer.
Good idea.
When your vehicle is at its best, it's most fuel efficient. Get the Works Fuel Saver Package. A Motorcraft synthetic blend oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, fluid top off, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate.
Well, my car's running great, and my dealer got me in and out.
Oh, I'm happy for you. You're in and out, and I'm stuck to your windshield for the next 5,000 miles.
See? Everybody wins.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service. Come in, keep going. Get ready for winter. See your participating local Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealer today. No appointment necessary. Up to 5 quarts, taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extra. See participating dealership for hours and rebate details through 103109.
Here, AM 760.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, leaving you with a deep sense of liberation.
I will boldly buy gift pajamas online and bid on cheese sculptures at online auctions.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to shady internet sites, alerting you if anything fishy is going on.
I will keep my money. That is until I buy something. Then it's somebody else's money.
And should the unthinkable occur, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you.
I don't have that creepy feeling when I share my personal information anymore. And I say, good riddance!
Not to mention our $1 million loss insurance.
I am going to turn more online total strangers into my closest online best friends.
Get that someone's got my back feeling with Identity Guard and live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
Frankly, I think that's a big phony issue. I mean, the fact that they got to read the bill. They have to know what's in the bill. They ought to. But, I mean, you know, I'm more interested in what's in the legislation than whether somebody sat down and read 1,000 pages.
I'm going to assume that. Is my mic on?
Yes, and you're on the radio.
Okay. Why would you not want your legislators to read the bill just like they didn't read the stimulus?
I'll tell you why. It's a phony issue. No, I'm not going to hold on. It's a phony issue. Deal with the facts. Deal with the policy. What the real issue is, are you going to leave the insurance companies in charge, which is what the Republicans want? Are you going to do nothing, which is what the Republicans want? Or are you going to pass health care reform so that all Americans are covered and we have a public plan option? Don't give me this BS about the most important thing is that everybody read every word of the bill. You're nuts. Get off my phone, you idiot.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Dodge Grand Caravan and its promises are never empty. Grand Caravan offers you dependability and demonstrates it by being named most dependable van in a recent J.D. Power and Associates study. And this all comes with a starting price of $22,995. Or you can choose attractive leasing options. Dodge Grand Caravan, delivering on its promises for over 25 years. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, please visit jdpower.com. See dealer for pricing and details.
Truckers, we know you can't afford to waste time at a weigh station. That's why you need PrePass. With PrePass, highway sensors check your weight and certifications as you drive highway speed. If everything checks, a green light on your dash lets you know you keep on driving. Try it for free. We guarantee you're going to want PrePass along on every haul. Go to PrePass.com and enter the promo code FREE or call 888-805-PASS. That's 888-805-PASS. 888-805-7277.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Boulder-bound traffic on the turnpike hitting a serious snag. Federal up to Sheridan. That's where we have a multi-vehicle accident blocking the right-hand lane. Also heavy jams southbound 25. Usual spots, 104th to 84th again from Park Avenue past Spear. And in Commerce City, getting busy westbound 76 from 74th Avenue down to 270. Forecast should be mostly sunny, maybe a little bit breezy. Afternoon highs going to be in the lower 60s. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Get the lowest prices of the season on beautiful and affordable fall style at JCPenney. Save with Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to close and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Hello, this is Courtney Pierce, president of Buy and Build Incorporated, Denver's fix and flip supply house that's open to the public. Buy and Build understands the current economic conditions, and we are here to help. Saving money is more important than ever, and Buy and Build's below wholesale pricing can save you literally thousands of dollars without compromising quality. From cabinets and flooring to sinks, faucets, and toilets, we have the best prices in the nation. See us at 4800 Washington Street in Denver. Reach us at 303-295-6022 or buyandbuild.net. You will be thrilled with the thousands you save at Buy and Build.
Does joint pain get in the way of your day? Does pain keep you from doing things you enjoy? If you have hip or knee pain, the pain you feel may be caused by arthritis. A clinical research study is evaluating an investigational drug to see if it can help reduce hip or knee pain from arthritis. You may qualify if you're at least 18, have hip or knee pain, and take medications like Aleve, Naproxen, or Celebrex for your arthritis. Other criteria may apply. As a qualified participant, you will see a study doctor to discuss your pain. All study-related care is included, and no insurance is required. Consider volunteering today. Call 1-877-500-4617. That's 1-877-500-4617. 1-877-500-4617. Or visit paintrial.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Jeldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
When your child has autism, there are many questions and few answers. That's why families across the country are going online to give researchers the insight only they can provide. Join the IAN Project at IANproject.org.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
On a Friday, October 16, it is the Bill Press Show coming to you live coast to coast from our little radio factory here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C., where healthcare remains the big issue as Speaker Pelosi in the House and Harry Reid in the Senate both work to shape whatever bill on health care reform goes to the floor of the House and the Senate, respectively. Here very much a part of those discussions, particularly in the House, of course. And representing Pennsylvania's 13th Congressional District, Congresswoman Allison Schwartz joining us this morning. Hey, Congresswoman, good to have you on board.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. I want to start off playing a little bite from Speaker Pelosi yesterday and what she says she thinks ought to happen and get your take on it. Here's the Speaker.
The need for a public option is very clear, and as I have said, our House bill will have a public option.
Any doubt that that's the case in the House, Congresswoman, or do you think the Blue Dogs will be able to scuttle it?
Oh, the public option will be in the House bill. There's no question.
No doubt about it, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. We're working on some of the details of exactly how that, what that public option is framed. Of course, we've done a lot of work already to make sure that that public option is premium supported, that it's actually sound, that there's, it is an option for people, as you know, but it will be in the bill.
And are you looking at, do you think, most likely what's called Medicare plus five?
You're really getting into the details here. You know, that is what we're really, some of the final decisions are being made now as to whether we pay the kind of rates that we pay to providers, hospitals, and doctors. Should that be based on Medicare rates plus some additional amount? Some parts of the country, the doctors and hospitals are not so happy with Medicare rates.
Right.
On the other hand, should we pay, what does the commercial insurers pay? Should we let them be the ones making that decision about what we pay our doctors and hospitals? I don't think not all of us trust that they've done a very good job of, you know, containing costs, getting the numbers right as well. So that's what we're talking about. There's a big difference in cost to the taxpayer.
You know, Congresswoman, one of the Blue Dogs yesterday, Congressman Mike Ross from Arkansas, who has been opposed to the public plan option, he came out yesterday and suggested that the way to go would be just to open up Medicare to anybody under 65 who did not have health insurance. That's almost, that's sort of the super public option, isn't it?
It sort of is, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think that would be fine. It'd be fine with me, certainly. We're looking at, obviously, some differences if you're under 65, but look, in some ways, maybe that would be a simple thing. Most Americans understand Medicare. They like Medicare. They rely on Medicare.
Right.
They get their choice of doctors, and they understand that they have a lot of freedom of choice, that you have to pay in something for many people on Medicare to supplement some of the costs, which is what we would expect in the public option as well. And if we open it up to people under 65, you know, that would be one way to go. I'd be okay with that, too. It's kind of late in the day to be talking about that, but in some ways, that's what the public option is.
Exactly. Yeah, it is kind of late.
Except that, you know, it is late in the day to change that, but in some ways, that really is what the public option is. Maybe we should just call it that because it's kind of what
well,
it is.
That's the point I was just going to make. I mean, hindsight is always, right, 2020, but if maybe people had started in the beginning saying, about we're just going to open up Medicare to those who do under 65 who don't have insurance, that might have been better than trying to explain what a public plan option is, if you know what I mean. It's just
well, maybe that's so. We were just, but again, we wanted to make sure, and I think the thinking initially was to have people understand that, unlike Medicare, where all seniors are on Medicare, and again, they have supplemental sometimes with private insurance companies, that this is a choice. It is not a requirement. So I suppose if we'd started out that way, people would have said, see, you're requiring everyone to do this. So, you know, the folks who don't want us to do this, who don't want us to find a way for Americans to buy affordable insurance, probably would have found a way to criticize that, too.
Now, I want to ask you, so I'm confident the House is going to do the right thing here. Your leadership, the Speaker's leadership, Steny Hoyer, everybody's on the right track there. I'm worried, our listeners are worried about what's going to happen in the Senate, where you've got the competing bills, Senate Help Bill and Senate Finance Bill. Help us out. What do you think? Do you think, first of all, that there will be a public plan option in a bill that comes out of the Senate? And if not, do you think in conference committee we can get it so the bill that goes to the president will have the public plan option in?
Well, I hope so. And I think the thing to keep in mind here is that this is a process. It's the way we do legislation. The Senate bill has some keen differences, but a lot of similarities to, of course, it isn't a bill yet. They have to reconcile the two different
ones.
But we have still a way to go, but there's a lot of common ground. And one of our concerns in the Senate version that's come out of the Finance Committee is that they reduce the subsidies for middle-class Americans as they buy private insurance or buy private or public option, whichever they choose, that we want to make sure that it's affordable for middle-income Americans, particularly if we're requiring Americans to buy insurance. We want to make sure it's affordable. That means keeping those insurance premiums down, and we want to make sure that's being done. We also want to make sure that if we're saying to buy it, there will be adequate subsidies for people to buy it. So we have some work to do, but again, I think that that is what we're that's what we're hired to do, is to see this out, find the solution here, and move forward. That is just. We've been talking about this for three decades. It's time for us to make those decisions and to move forward.
Absolutely.
And then we'll stick around. You know, if we make some changes as we go along.
Well, that's right.
We'll do that too.
And there'll be other priorities as well. Congresswoman Alison Schwartz, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. All right, Congresswoman, I can't let you go without asking you about, you've got a big, big Democratic primary in the U.S. Senate race coming up next year. The latest poll that we saw this morning is that Senator Spector, who, of course, has been endorsed by the president, the vice president, and the governor, is at 46% in the Democratic primary. And Joe Sestak, without any of those big guns, is at 42% in the primary. This is not going to be a walk in the park for Arlen Spector, is it?
This is going to be a very interesting primary and an important race for us in Pennsylvania to keep that seat in Democratic hands. And we'll see. It's still a ways away. It's obviously next spring, but I think it's going to be a challenging race, and we'll see what happens. We'll have to see. It's a Democratic primary. Primaries are always tough, actually, because there isn't necessarily such a keen difference on what you believe in. But we'll see what happens. We'll see what kind of
You're going to have to choose between a colleague of yours who has always been a strong Democrat, Joe Sestak, and a senator who was a Democrat once and then became a Republican and now has become a Democrat again. What's your choice?
I haven't made a public choice yet, so we'll see.
This is a good time to do it. You've got a national national audience here. I'm sure Joe Sestak or Arlen Specter, either one, would like your endorsement.
I'm sure they would. I work with both of them. Let's see if we can't get health care done first, and then we'll focus on some of the politics.
All right. We'll catch up with you then. Hey, thanks, Congresswoman. Thanks for joining us. Congresswoman Alison Schwartz from the 13th District of Pennsylvania. Hey, one footnote on health care reform, which I find a little troubling here. The day after the Finance Committee passed its legislation, which was Tuesday, I've got in front of me this full-page ad that appeared in major papers all over the country. This one was in the Washington Post, the one that I clipped. And it's signed by, get this, the AFL-CIO, AFSCME, airline pilots, I mean, about 25 labor unions here, including the steel workers, the mine workers, the sheet metal workers. You go down the list. They're almost all here. And I found out yesterday, I was told by two different labor presidents yesterday, that they got calls from the top people at the White House, some top people at the White House, who said, hey, we hear you're planning on running this full-page ad, which is going to be critical of the Senate Finance Committee bill. In fact, this ad says the Senate Finance Committee bill is deeply flawed, and then it lays out why it's deeply flawed, no public plan option and other stuff. And these labor union presidents were asked not to sign this ad, not to run this ad. Now, why not is what I want to know. What's wrong with criticizing the Finance Committee bill unless the White House likes the Finance Committee bill, unless the White House has already decided to cave in on the public plan option and to go with these co-ops or some other, you know, cockamamie scheme like Trigger to please Olympia Snow? Just want to put that out there because that's been confirmed by several other journalists who heard about the same thing, too, the White House. In effect, lobbying for no criticism of the Senate Finance Committee bill. That worries me. 866-55-PRESS. Have they already thrown in the towel?
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Painting, a fast, affordable way to make a big difference in your home. At Ace, we make it easier. With expert advice, practical tips, and techniques, we carry a wide selection of high-quality paint, all the tools and supplies, everything you'll need to get the job done right. At Ace, We keep painting simple so you can enjoy the satisfaction of making a big difference for a small price. Stop by today. Ace, the helpful place.
You know what it's like.
Coffee.
The morning after aches and pains have kept you up. Tonight, try Advil PM and get a better night's sleep. Better than Tylenol PM because you'll spend less time lying awake with aches and pains and more time asleep. Switch to Advil PM. The difference is a better night's sleep. Use as directed, brands or trademarks of the respective owners.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
Boulder-bound traffic on the turnpike hitting a serious snag. Federal up to Sheridan, that's where we have a multi-vehicle accident blocking the right-hand lane. Also heavy jam southbound 25. Usual spots, 104th to 84th again from Park Avenue past Spear. And in Commerce City getting busy westbound 76 from 74th Avenue down to 270. Forecast should be mostly sunny, maybe a little bit breezy. Afternoon highs going to be in the lower 60s. Right now, 43 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
There's ghouls and goblins that fester in your sewer system. They are building and building their strength. And when the time is right, my dark minions will be strong enough to clog that drain.
Don't let the ghouls and goblins clog your drain. Call Drain Solvers, part of the Troubleshooter Network. Call Drain Solvers and get a $99 drain cleaning. 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000. Tell them Dracula sent you.
Drain Solvers, how can we make you smile today?
This Columbus Day, it'll be easy to find better prices on beds. It just won't be so easy to find better beds. So you can get a bed not designed specifically for your body, on sale. Or the kind of bed that drives millions of couples to sleep separately, on sale. Or a bed that actually may cause back pain instead of relieving it, on sale. Or you can get a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. You'll only find the Sleep Number bed at a Sleep Number center, where queen-size mattresses start at just $6.99. And during our Columbus Day closeout on innovative i8 bed sets, you can save up to $750. But only while supplies last. Everybody has a Sleep Number. Find yours before our Columbus Day sale ends on October 18th. At only one place. A Sleep Number center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Colorado Mills, Belmar Mall, and Main Street at Southlands.
Here, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child's cough through three closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Theraflu to Aleve to Soft Lips, moms can do anything. Save money, live better, Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT. ICT or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there, spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Step out into the Rose Garden and tell us all how he heard the word about winning the Nobel Peace Prize.
Number four.
After I received the news, Malia walked in and said, Daddy, you won the Nobel Peace Prize, and it is Bo's birthday.
Putting everything in perspective. Well, Mitch McConnell says Republicans want a very intelligent, reasoned debate over health care reform on the floor of the House. And standing alongside of him, John Shattuck from Arizona gave us a good example of the kind of intelligent debate Republicans are looking for.
Number three.
We're not just getting single-payer care. We're getting full-on
Russian gulag, Soviet-style gulag healthcare.
Thank you for that intelligent comment, John Shattuck. Yeah, speaking of intelligent comment from Republicans, the healthcare reform train has left the station and it is on its way. Will it get there? Not if Michael Steele has anything to do with it. Here he is with John Scott on Fox News.
Number two.
The feeling in some circles is that this healthcare train has left the station with the president at the wheel and that Republicans better jump on board.
Well, I'm the cow on the tracks. And you're going to have to stop that train to get this cow off the track to move forward.
Yeah, well, check out our website, BillPressShow.com, and find out what happens to a cow on the tracks. Watch the video. And finally, yes, little Falcon Heaney, the most famous six-year-old in the country right now. Why didn't he come out of hiding when his daddy called?
Number one.
He's asking Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Balloon Boy here.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Well,
why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for a show.
Yeah. You guys said we did this for a show this morning on television when Little Falcon was asked with his family why he didn't come out of hiding or whether it was really all for a show. He got sick suddenly and ran off the set. There you go, our clips for the week. Quick word here now. Ken is calling from out in Seattle. Hey, Ken.
Yeah, it's about we the people. You know, the lobbyists could wash Congress with all the money they wanted to wash Congress with. But when we the people unions stood up and said, no, we the people unions want a public option, we'll see what happens now.
Yeah.
They could wash Congress, but they didn't wash the people.
You know what? Good point. Yeah. I mean, the complaints from the White House about the unions running this ad, I mean, I don't get it. You realize the hundreds of millions of dollars the insurance industry has spent and is spending on Capitol Hill to try to kill this legislation?
Yeah, it's a mere fraction of what they're taking in, though.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. But it's also way, way more than the unions are spending. But, if the lobbyists can be there representing the insurance companies, then the unions can be there representing the people. Absolutely right, Ken. Dino out in Naperville, Illinois. Dino.
Hi, Bill. Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Quick comment. I've noticed that Olympia Snow is getting hit from both ends. And I think it's a little bit unfair, and I'll tell you why. I think that she's one of the few people out there who's not partisan. I may not agree with her political views completely, but I think we need to appreciate the fact that someone else, and we don't know how it's going to vote at the end. I understand that.
Right.
I understand that it's the first vote, but because the Republicans ran the government for 8 years extremely partisan, I don't think necessarily, but we need to expect Obama do the exact thing and basically run his government and watch the Democratic leadership run things partisan. I'm staying at the...
Okay, Dean, let me say this quickly because we're running out of short of time here. I have a lot of respect for Olympia Snowe, and she showed a lot more backbone, a lot more courage, a lot more intelligence, a lot more bipartisanship, and good leadership than any of those other Republicans in the Senate. No doubt about that. At the same time, she is not for a public plan option. And so I think the White House has a choice here. Are they going to put the public plan option in and risk losing her vote or cave in order to keep her vote? And I got to tell you, I feel so strongly about this. It's not worth it. Her vote is not worth losing the best health care bill we can get. It's not worth losing the public plan option over it. Olympia Snowe? Yeah. Snow what?
The official morning show of the Obama generation.
The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
In this... In
this stressful economy, smokers are smoking more and being taxed more. It's not fair. Close to 500,000 Americans die every year from smoking. You know the facts. Introducing Smoke Assassin, the electronic smoking device that's just like the real thing. And look, smoke rings of water vapor. We'll give you the Smoke Assassin, a $120 value free. We can't say you'll quit smoking, but thousands quit every day. We can't say it's a healthy smoke, but you do the meth. No tobacco, no tar, no chemicals, no poisons, no smoke, no ash, no smelly clothes, and no guilt. You blow out rings of water vapor. Smoke Assassin looks real, it tastes real, and it really satisfies. Call now and get the Smoke Assassin free. Again, it's a $120 value. Yours free. Do it for your family. Do it for your kids. Do it for your health. Do it for you. And do it for free.
Yes, do it for free. 800-591-2546 for you or a loved one. 800-591-2546. First 200 callers get one for free plus shipping and handling. 800-591-2546.
Mortgages should be illegal because you're getting robbed every month. For example, if you have a typical $200,000 30-year mortgage, you're going to end up paying over $400,000 after interest. That's almost a quarter of $1 million that you could be putting into your pocket instead of the bank's. I want to send you a powerful free CD to show you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My proven system can eliminate your mortgage and all your other debts using just the money you already make. That's right, no credit card debt, no car payment, no mortgage. It's easy, it works.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
Stop getting robbed of your money and your future. Call now and I'll rush you a free CD today. Call 1-800-535-7676 for your free CD. Call 1-800-535-7676. 1-800-535-7676.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, October 16, my parting shot for today. It's hard to tell these days what the Republican Party stands for, but there's no doubt what it stands against. It's against anything good for America. Think about it. Just this year, the Republican Party's opposed the stimulus program, $787 billion for new jobs, good for America, Republicans against it. Bailing out the auto industry, saving the big three, good for America, Republicans against it. The Summer Olympics, 2016, good for Chicago, good for America, Republicans against it. Healthcare reform, making sure every American family has basic, affordable health insurance, great for America, Republicans against it. The list goes on. The Nobel Peace Prize, good for Barack Obama, but great prestige and honor for all Americans. And, of course, Republicans were against it. I mean, is there nothing good for America that Republicans are for? Nope. Not even good financial news. The Dow, a couple of days ago, shot up over 10,000, soaring 53% since its 12-year low back in March. Great for America, and wouldn't you know it, Republicans were against it. Frankly, I think they ought to change their name. They're no longer the Republican Party. Today, they're the Hate America Party. That's my parting shot for today, folks. Falcon officially announced Falcon Heaney is going to stay home today. No more balloon rides, besides they destroyed the balloon. So I think you can find him hiding out over the garage probably for the rest of the day while his father's trying to scrape up enough money to pay the bill to pay for all those policemen and law enforcement officials, which he should have to. Democratic strategist Chris Kofinas will be here on Monday. So, you got only one thing to do. Go out and have a great, great weekend, and then come on back and see us on the radio on Monday.
Is the Bill Press.
Do you find yourself forgetting things? Don't feel as sharp as you used to? Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble forgetting names and important information. I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani. 6-year-old instant celebrity Falcon Heaney has been making the rounds of the morning television shows, explaining his part in the floating balloon saga that had millions of people tethered to TV sets. On the CBS News Early Show, Falcon told Maggie Rodriguez he was out of the balloon by the time it got off the ground.
Had you gone into the balloon?
Yeah, and then I got out.
And you got out, and where did you go?
To the attic, to play.
Falcon hid out in the attic for a couple of hours while the balloon was drifting from his home in Fort Collins, Colorado, to the Denver area. In a cable interview last night, Falcon said he did it for a show. Richard Heaney says people have made too much of his son's remark. He insists what happened wasn't a reality show stunt or a hoax.
That's horrible. I mean, you know, after the crap we just went through, no.
CBS's Drew Levinson tells us authorities don't suspect a prank, but
they're going to be talking to the parents. They're going to be talking to the little boy, family members, friends, anybody who knows anything about what this family is all about.
Authorities in Washington State are taking a hard look at the door-to-door magazine sales business. Live to CBS News correspondent Steve Kathan, what's behind this?
Well, two young men said they wanted to quit their sales group, and police say six others beat them with baseball bats and golf clubs at the motel where they were staying in Lakewood, Washington. The six men were arrested. Police also found a gun and brass knuckles. They're part of an organization that claims to give young men a fresh start with the door-to-door sales. But state officials have been investigating complaints. They're running scams. Frank?
Overseas, four more Americans have been killed in Afghanistan, pushing this month's death toll to 25. The head of the Veterans of Foreign Wars is calling out President Obama for an extended review of whether to send more troops to fight the Taliban. A UN-backed commission could be close to calling for a runoff of the disputed Afghan presidential election. CBS News analyst Jerry Van Dyke tells us holding an election at this time of year would pose a logistical nightmare for Afghan security forces.
You're going to have to send them literally by donkey, by Land Rover, by camel, because there are very, very few paved roads in Afghanistan. The onset of winter in November, there will be snow in the mountains.
Bank of America is reporting a $2 billion loss for the third quarter of the year. Outgoing B of A CEO Ken Lewis, at the behest of the federal bank bailout Paysar, has decided to forego his salary for the year, $1.5 million. Banking analyst Gerard Cassidy says other CEOs could be about to feel the heat.
We know that the Paysar is going to be very aggressive in trying to claw back compensation from the banks that have received TARP.
On the CBS Weather Watch, Old Man Winter left an early calling card across parts of the east overnight. As much as 4 inches of October snow fell in parts of central Pennsylvania. S&P futures are down 7 points just ahead of the opening bell. This is CBS News.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Jeldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Right now at GNC and GNC.com, you can save big on a VitaPack program at our semi-annual buy one, get one half price sale. One convenient pack gives you the vitamins and supplements you need every day. You'll find different packs customized to support different needs. Right now, buy any VitaPack program, choose a second one at half price. Learn more from our GNC sales associates. Give us 5 minutes, profit for life. GNC. Live well. Only at participating GNC stores. Second product must be of equal or lesser value. See store for details.
I'm David Kao with an AM 760 local news update. His feet never left the ground, but everyone thought they had. A homemade balloon floating 50 miles through the skies of northern Colorado played out before a national TV audience.
We're tracking it. We've got helicopters in the air. We're still not sure exactly what we need to do to get it down.
Eloise Campanella with the Larimer County Sheriff's Office yesterday afternoon. The balloon finally landed in a field with no boy inside. They'd wondered whether he had fallen out, but he hadn't. The boy was found hiding in the garage attic at the family's Fort Collins home. The state health department's getting the H1N1 flu vaccine, but less than expected.
About 50% less than what we had anticipated. We've been assured by the federal counterparts that we can expect more doses will arrive.
Joni Reynolds with the department says they're doling out dosage to healthcare workers and patients at high risk. Sports, the Avs beat Montreal 3-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kao. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're still seeing some delays as you're boulder bound on 36 following an earlier accident that occurred right around Sheridan. There's a center lane stall northbound I-25 just before Alameda. Starting to back things up underneath the bridges, we have a surface street accident in the works. This is at 22nd Downing. Hopefully that one's going to be out of your way in the next minute or two. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny with a high of around 63 degrees, cool in the overnight low, dropping down to 39. Currently, it is 41 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Denver's best condo deal just got a lot better. The Pinnacle at City Park South now has special new pricing and below-market interest rates that start at 2.5%. It's a limited-time offer, so don't miss out. Find out more at denversbestforless.com.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
You're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
The world has gone crazy. It has gone absolutely crazy. If that wasn't your reaction yesterday to Balloon Boy, then I'm sorry to say, but you're probably crazy. I mean, this was the most ridiculous thing I have seen. You keep waking up in the morning thinking that it can't get any more ridiculous, that our society can't become any more absurd, that life can't imitate art, can't imitate life, can't imitate art, can't imitate life anymore. You can't get any more iteration of this, and yet you wake up. And another day comes, and it gets more and more ridiculous. I was watching the balloon situation like everybody else, and the reactions were, I think, the most fascinating part of this, and the most, frankly, the most tragic and sad part of this. So the initial story, you got the balloon flying, you got the speculation that the kid is in the compartment, I guess. And everybody's first reaction is, oh, I hope the kid is okay. Right? My first reaction was, I hope the kid's okay. And note to parents, when you're building a UFO in the backyard of your house, probably a good idea to keep it locked up from your kids. That was my first reaction. My second reaction watching the coverage was, I really hope, like everybody else, that the kid doesn't fall out at, 1,000 feet. My third reaction was, wow, the media seems to be desperately hoping to catch the kid falling out at 1,000 feet. Like, you could sort of hear the breathlessness, right? The sort of like, they were almost like panting. The CNN anchors were like almost panting, like, like they like couldn't catch their breath. They just wanted that live shot of the little kid plummeting at 1,000 feet. Then the dramatic landing, and you're waiting to see them open the door, and they don't open the door. And then the kid's not there. And then we find the kid. Not only did he not run away, right? Fine. Okay, fine. Like let's say he runs away. You know, he ran into the mountains. There's a man. Okay. Maybe at that point I'd be like, all right. As ridiculous as this all was, you know, kids are kids. Parents, you know, I'm not a parent yet, but, you know, if a kid runs away, fine. The kid's in the attic. The kid is in the frickin' attic. I mean, in the attic? Are you kidding me? I mean, you have got to be kidding me. But it gets worse. It gets worse. It gets more outrageous. At this point, when they find out that the kid is in the attic, right, the responsible news decision is to be like, wow, we got played. We got played so badly. The kid's in the attic. All right, that's it. The story's over. Kid's in the attic. Enough. Done. But no, not in the Idiocracy. In the Idiocracy, the kid is in the attic. The media acknowledges, knows that it got played, and continues to get played. Continues to allow itself to get played, right? Because then you've got the interviews. He's, you know, the family's all over the morning news. It's all over Larry King, all over the evening news. I mean, wasn't there a time in our country when if you got humiliated, if you were an institution, a corporation, a business, a media institution, and you got embarrassed and played, your initial reaction after realizing that you got played would be like, we're going to stop getting played, instead of actually creating, actually doing exactly what the people who played you may have wanted you to do? Now, I say may because, you know, there's this whole speculation now about whether this was all a hoax. And I wonder if you think it was a hoax. 303-713-7600. We're going to call an audible this morning. We're not going to do our news update. 303-713-7600. Do you think this was a hoax? And the reason people are wondering if it was a hoax is because the dad, Richard, was a reality TV star. He is a weather explorer, one of these storm explorers, who may have been, you know, people think maybe he was looking for a reality TV show about weather exploration, you know, flying into storms. And also, people think it might have been a hoax because of what the kid actually said. Listen to what the kid, let's play the first clip of the kid, of what he said when asked about this during the media spectacle on Wolf Blitzer's show last night.
In the day, did he hear anything? Did he hear you screaming out, Falcon, Falcon?
He's asking, Falcon, did you hear us calling your name at any time?
Mm-hmm.
You did?
You did?
Why didn't you come out?
You guys said that we did this for the show.
Okay, so the kid says on live TV, why didn't you answer our calls? And he said we did it for the show. So that has led to speculation that this was a hoax. Now, later on in the broadcast, we'll play a longer clip of the dad, Richard, sort of freaking out when he's pushed on this question. He sort of stumbles all over the place. But I want to explain to you why I think this is beyond just a commentary on the American Idiocracy and why this is an absolute outrage. An absolute outrage. An outrage that nobody in the media, none of the media has even bothered to mention. If you hadn't noticed, Colorado is going through a massive budget crisis. Massive. Our police, our first responders are stretched thin. They have been cut to the bone. Larimer County, where much of this took place, Larimer County is about to cut $28 million, an 8.7% cut in its budget for basic emergency and social services, among other things. How much money was spent yesterday because of this media spectacle? How much money that we don't have was wasted on this media spectacle? Now, maybe it was an accident. Fine. Maybe, let's take the hoax idea off the table for a second. Maybe this was an accident. Even if it was an accident, what are the consequences? What are the consequences for the institutions that had to shell out money for this manhunt? The National Guard gets called out, the police, you've got a huge national spectacle. These things are not cheap. What are the consequences? Who has to pay? Why do we as taxpayers have to pay for this nonsense? And of course, if it is a hoax, are there going to be criminal charges? Should there be criminal charges? I certainly think there should be if it ends up being a hoax. The second thing this brings up, and this is where it gets really dicey. You're going to think that this might be controversial, but just hear me out. If this was a black family, how quickly do you think child social services would be knocking at the door of this family, taking the kid away? Taking the kid away because he was left alone, because the parents were not doing their jobs properly as parents. My point is this. This spectacle, granted the spectacle had to do, I think it was obviously there's a flying balloon, so that's sort of automatically a media spectacle. But have you noticed that every one of these stories, every one of these sensational stories about an individual situation, not a systemic problem like healthcare or taxes, but every 2 weeks or so, there's one of these individual things that gets blown up into a national story, right? Some kid is lost, some kid gets kidnapped, some kid's now flying in a balloon. And have you ever noticed that most of the time, 99% of the time, it's upper middle class white people? That is the media spectacle. That's part of the media spectacle. Part of the formula of the media spectacle. I mean, really, how quickly would child... There wouldn't be nice things said about this family. Child social services would be batting down the door if this was a black family. And so my point to bring that up is only about our spectacle culture is so absurd. It has so many double standards. What do you think? 303-713-7600. Do you think it was a hoax? Do you think the family should be punished, should have to pay the bill during this budget deficit? 303-713-7600. Here's what we're going to do. After the break, we're going to check in with Damond Wilson. Damond Wilson is famous for his role as Lamont in the 1970s sitcom Sanford and Son. He's got a new book out, and we've had him booked for a long time, and I'm a fan of Sanford and Son. I'm sure you are, too. We're going to check in with him about his new book, and then we're going to open up the AM 760 Progressive Dojo about Balloon Boy, where you come down. Do you think it was a hoax? Are you pissed off? Are you angry? Some people are saying, well, this is great. I feel so relieved that the kid is alive, and it was such a great example. Everybody was glued to their TV, hoping and praying for the safe rescue of the kid, and that was a great moment of national unity. I'm pissed off. I think this is a freaking outrage. Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk, who is now back from his little vacation.
Yeah, Dave, it's good to be back. Thanks, man. Seeing some jams on the normal spots around town. Southbound 225, Park Road down to the Tech Center. Also eastbound and west, eastbound 270 heading into downtown across Commerce City. Same deal, westbound 76 there at 74th Avenue. If you're heading out to Boulder, westbound Turnpike a little full from Federal to Sheridan. That's due to an earlier crash. We do have a couple of surface street accidents right now. One on 104th at Grant. That's just east of I-25. Another at Lincoln and Peoria. The forecast, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, highs in the low 60s, right now 39 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
That's Jared. Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at Jared.com.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, we'll help you actively oversee your overexposed identity, and you'll feel safer than you've ever felt before.
It's like my identity is swaddled in bubble wrap, then surrounded in marshmallows, which is in an armored car inside a bank vault.
With Identity Guard, you'll be able to see your important financial and personal records in just a few clicks.
If I want to click on a suspicious-looking email, that's what I'm going to do.
And if anything seems amiss, you can count on the Identity Guard professional response team to be there for you and our $1 million loss insurance.
I feel so safe, I'm going to share my Social Security number with the world.
Actually, that's a really stupid idea.
Identity management that comes with that toasty, all wrapped up in a snuggy feeling. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about $1 an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
All right, we're still trying to get Damon Wilson on the phone. So we're going to go to the phones about Balloon Boy. Now, before we get to the phones, I just want to let you know a little bit more about what we're going to do today on the show, because we got a packed show for you. We're going to do a lot on Balloon Boy in the next hour and a half. Later on in the broadcast, at around 9:30, I'm going to fill you in on a story about Congressman Ed Perlmutter, who is going to be in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo on Monday. Congressman Perlmutter is involved in a push on Wall Street reform that might make your stomach sick. It's flying right under the radar. It's really disgusting. I'm really unhappy, and I think you will be too. And Ed Perlmutter is a friend of the show, and we're going to ask him about what he's doing and why he's doing it on Monday. But at 9:30 today, we're going to get an update on exactly what is going on. And it's really, really gross. You're going to want to stick around for that. Later on in the broadcast as well, I had promised that we would talk about more, a little bit more about Rush Limbaugh. Some of you had called up yesterday. We were talking about the St. Louis Rams issue and whether he should be able to buy it. And some of you said, well, he's never really made racist comments. Because of Balloon Boy, we are preempting going back over the Limbaugh situation, but on Monday, I promise, on Monday, I'm going to play you the audio of a bunch of different clips from Rush Limbaugh. People say, oh, there's no clips out there. Nobody has the audio of Rush Limbaugh being a racist. On Monday, I want to play some clips from Rush Limbaugh. And the only reason we're not playing them today is because of Balloon Boy. Speaking of Balloon Boy, we're going to go to the phones now. I said I am outraged about this situation on a number of levels. Primarily, we are in a state budget crisis. This was a media spectacle. Why was it a media spectacle? How can you not see the totality of this story about how the kid was in his frickin' attic and not be absolutely outraged? Think about how much money was spent on police, first responders, et cetera, yesterday. Just from a budgetary perspective, Larimer County slashing its budget because of a major deficit. And at a more general level, this celebrity culture, a reality, a family that has been a reality TV star, and this happens, really the ultimate in ridiculous reality TV, although it wasn't even reality TV because it was the kid wasn't even in the balloon. What kind of a commentary is this on the American idiocracy? Right? I mean, and I say that, I just want to just stress it again. The most outrageous part of this from a celebrity spectacle kind of situation, from that perspective, is the fact that once the media learned that the kid was in the attic, they intensified their coverage, right? It's one thing to get fooled, right? It's one thing to cover the balloon, it lands, they find the kid in the attic. Okay, the kid's in the attic. That's it. That's the end of the story. We got played as the media. But what's crazy is that the family is all over the media after this. After this. I mean, do we not have big enough problems in the country? Healthcare, global climate change, to name just two. Do we not have big enough problems in this country that those don't warrant attention? And after a hoax, no, well, I don't want to call it a hoax, but after a potential hoax, or after at least something that what a really a non-story gets all the attention, do we not have enough serious problems in front of us? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Jim in Broomfield. Jim, you're in AM 760.
David.
Hey there.
Hey, just to take it a little bit differently. I know what you want to talk about, but kind of tying the whole idiot America thing to the point. I'm going to get off real quick. What got me is when I got home and actually saw the footage, is how could no one in 2 hours time not realize that there couldn't have been a little boy in a aluminum foil 10-foot diameter balloon? That's kind of the, you know, I heard the coverage on the radio show yesterday when they cut off Hartman, and when I got home and I saw it, I was like, who thought a little boy could have been in that thing?
Oh man, that's
such a... probably couldn't carry 10 pounds. How could it carry 50 pounds? So
that's such a great point. And on CNN, the CNN, I tuned in, and the CNN, one of the CNN guys had said, well, you know, it's flying in a way where if there was something in there that had any weight, it would be flying a different way. But you're absolutely right. I mean, there was no, in the media coverage of this, there was no thought to any kind of, you know, empirical evidence about whether this is a story. It was literally just a camera following a balloon, and almost nobody bothered to ask, hey, wait a minute. You know, this, something smells about this story. I'm like you, right? Like I heard about it on my drive home. And then I tune in and I'm like, wait a minute, this doesn't seem right. This right. Just doesn't seem, something's weird here. You know, and even the premise of the story, I mean, you left your UFO unlocked in your backyard. I mean, really? Like, really? It's something about this story stinks. You're absolutely right, Jim. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Thanks, Dave.
Bianca in Denver. Bianca, you're on AM 760.
Hi, good morning. I'm wondering if the family could have had some type of financial setback or burden that they pulled off this assumed hoax. And I'm hoping that this is looked into.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if, you know, I don't know if it's a, if like, I mean, sure. I wonder what the, if it is a hoax, and we don't know if it is.
Right.
But But I think it's like it's a convergence of things that makes me wonder, right? It's like, okay, you're building a balloon UFO. You uh-huh. supposedly left it unlocked. You've been on a reality TV show before.
Right.
Right? You probably want, if you've been on a reality TV show and you're this, you know, he's this this weather hunter, right? You probably want a weather hunting reality TV show. That's not a big jump. And then you have this ridiculous story. I mean, when you mix that all together, it's not evidence that this was a hoax, but it certainly allows us to, I think, legitimately ask the question, because it's just something doesn't compute. Something doesn't compute. Bianca, thanks for the call. Richie, you're on AM760.
Yeah, hey, Dave.
Hey there.
Hey, Schroeder, you got to take a Valium this morning. You're off the charts with this. Dude, let the cops do their thing, and I swear, you know, if it comes to be a hoax, I'll go with you up to Fort Collins and we'll lay a beating on this guy. You gotta chill, you know.
I hear you, but like, I mean, look, we're all taxpayers, right? And Larimer County, for instance, is having a major. We're all having major economic problems. We got major budget problems. So I mean, there's the two things that piss me off about this is one is that nobody's actually going to mention that, right? Nobody's actually like, hey, how much is this actually costing? Right, I mean, no one's mentioned that, and that's real. Like, we're cutting programs for homeless.
Absolutely, and this guy and it should be held accountable for it. If this is a huge hoax, there's probably criminal charges. He'll have to pay fines. He'll have to pay for what it is. You know, the whole thing. You don't know yet. I got a 7-year-old, and I'll tell you, when I was listening to that story, all I could think about is if my 7-year-old was in that, and I'm thinking to myself, I said, I know this is a hoax, but God, if it's in there.
Yeah, that's why I watched it. I mean, of course. I mean, of course it was like a human thing here. But I guess the thing that he pisses me off even more, and tell me if this pisses you off, it's that when the story was realized to be a non-story, right? I mean, we can agree on that, right? Like the kid's in his attic. Okay, it's a non-story. We spent however many hours following a balloon, and the kid was in the attic. You know, the media looks ridiculous, right?
Right.
What's outrageous, really, at a meta level, a bigger level, is like we have major problems in this country: healthcare, climate change, the economy, the recession, Wall Street reform. And I'm going to fill everybody in on a story that has barely gotten any coverage. It's absolutely a huge story. My point is only that once we realize this story is a non-story,
right?
The fact that it's still getting serious coverage. I mean, you could call me up and blame me and say, hey, you're adding to it because you're talking about it on the airwaves. But I'm saying, you know, this morning on the morning news shows,
it's going to be because it's a hoax, and the story's going to keep carrying on too. And people, you know, they played that story out like that because, like it or not, it's easier for people to relate to one of their own kids being stuck in a balloon than it is to climate change.
Well, that's,
and the media knows that, and that's why they played it.
That's exactly right. And my question is, like, at what point does it end, right? Let's say it was a hoax, right? The hoax is predicated on, if it was a hoax, I'm not saying it was, but if it was, the hoax would be predicated on the dad and the family, a reality who has already had experience on reality TV, saying, look, if we do this, this, and this, we'll get a lot of media attention, and then there'll be speculation. Like, the hoax is predicated on even the speculation that it may be a hoax will get us more media attention. At what point does it stop, right? If the media has created an incentive system, our celebrity culture has created an incentive system to focus more and more on idiotic non-stories, sensationalistic non-stories, than real stories that impact millions and millions of people.
And there'll be more people, if it's a hoax, there'll be more people pissed off about this than they are about health care.
That's exactly right. And you know what? You know what, man? Maybe if there is a silver lining, maybe if it is a hoax, maybe at that point we'll all say, and the media will say, and we as a society will say, wow, we're a bunch of fools. This is how ridiculous our culture, our debate, and our discussion has become in this society, that that this is where we're at. Maybe that will be the shock to the system. And you know what, Richie? Maybe you're right. Maybe I do need to take a Valium this morning. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
All right, take care.
All right. 7:33 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Was the Balloon Boy a hoax? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Are you as pissed off about it as I am? And I said, I got two grievances. One, no one's going to mention the fact that lots and lots of money was spent. First responders, emergency services, a lot of money was spent at a time of a massive budget deficit here in Colorado. I mean, that's Colorado taxpayer money at work. Should the parents, should the family be investigated criminally? And two, I'm pissed off that our media celebrity culture, we are so addicted to celebrity culture, sensationalism, that we spend far more time as a society glued to the TV over a flying empty balloon than we do tuning in to anything that deals with anything serious, systemic, and big that affects millions and millions of people, right? We spend glued to the television following an empty balloon, and relatively few of us are paying attention to things like, you know, I don't know, the healthcare debate, a massive war in Iraq and Afghanistan, the climate change situation. What does this say about our country? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, you know what the old saying in news is, right? if it bleeds, it leads.
Yeah, of course. But this one didn't even bleed.
No, exactly. But I tell you what, I was in Nashville yesterday, and I'm like, Stacey called me, she's like, put on CNN. And I couldn't believe, like, you know, my heart sank, and then I'm like thinking there's a kid in there, and there's something so creepy and weird about this dad. I just don't trust him.
It's like the circus freak show effect,
yeah.
Right? It's like, look over here, something, you know, something freaky and shiny. Look over here. Don't look at anything. And look, maybe it's a statement about, like, and somebody said this to me yesterday, you know, maybe the real world is so upsetting right now that we just need a distraction.
Remember when the girl Jessica fell in the well?
Right.
That story. And then who was the girl that was missing in, I don't know if it was Mexico.
In the islands.
Yes.
Yeah, right.
I mean, you know, they covered it ad nauseum for 3, 4, 5 months.
And maybe it's just we need like a distraction. Maybe it's like a social
is
drug.
Is that a release? I don't think so. You know?
Well, this one didn't even have a punchline.
Exactly. All right, I'll get to traffic for you, Dave. Got a new crash. It's on the right shoulder westbound turnpike near Sheridan. That's going to add to some earlier jams. We had an earlier crash there around Federal, seeing some pretty nasty jams westbound Federal all the way up to Wadsworth. Also got a crash at 104th and Grant. That's just east of I-25. One at Lincoln and Peoria. Rest of the highway drive, pretty decent northbound 25, slowing down, heading into downtown after Washington Street. Southbounders hitting the snags there after I-70. Forecast should be mostly sunny, maybe a little breezy, but afternoon highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 68, and on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Right now, we're at 39 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
AM 760 and CBS News bring you audio on demand on AM760.net.
REI asks, just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out at the REI Fall Sale. With great deals to help you gear up and get outside. Save up to 30% on select camping, backpacking, cycling, and hiking gear. All backed by our satisfaction guarantee. Plus, members can save 20% on one item. Not a member? It's the perfect time to join. October 9th through 18th. Visit your local REI or REI.com. REI. Find out. Offer applies to one full price item. Exclusions apply.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them. And they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
Hi, this is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19, only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
You know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
100-426-7119. Come on, you only have so much money, so stop throwing it away. Get your free information now. 1-800-426-7119. This is a limited-time offer, so call today. 1-800-426-7119.
With welcome rewards from Hotels.com, you get a free night after accumulating 10 nights with any of their partner hotels.
So Hotels.com is telling me to sleep around.
Exactly. Stay at a boutique, a national chain, anywhere. Sleep around.
Is that ethical?
Of course. Who wouldn't want you to sleep around?
My wife.
With Hotels.com, she can sleep around, too.
What did you say?
You know what? That didn't come out right.
Accumulate 10 nights, even at different hotels, and earn a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com. Smart. So smart. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
7:40 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A few more details coming out about Balloon Boy and his parents. This is an interesting story from, what is this? This is WTNH, New Hampshire. I guess this is off the AP wire. Whether it was real drama or a huge publicity stunt, the saga of the runaway balloon and missing boy in Colorado is still capturing the nation's attention. Oh, and here's why it's in New Hampshire. Trumbull's Karen Martell had a real personal interest in the drama. She spent a week as a mom to the, I guess you said Heaney? Is that right? Heaney, yeah. She spent a week as a mom to the Heaney family as a participant on that ABC reality show, Wife Swap. On the show, Martell tried to bring some order to the rather wild Heaney family, so she watched nervously as the rescue crews tracked that balloon as it floated through the sky. But when the balloon landed, there was no boy inside. And the question today is what really happened. And this woman from Trumbull basically saying that she wouldn't believe anything that the Heaney family is saying. She's giving her personal opinion because she spent some time with them. There's also some speculation about who the Heaney family called first. There's questions about whether they called the authorities first or whether they called the media first when the balloon was gone. The Denver Post reports, Joanne Ostro, who we've had on this show, the story started with a phone call to Channel 9 News. Shortly before 11:30 a.m., a panicked father reported that his homemade helium balloon was aloft with his son inside and asked the station to send a helicopter to track it. The station, of course, complied. Why didn't you call the authorities first? I mean, this is what I'm talking about. This is the kind of stuff that comes out, and you're like, wait a minute, were we all played? And at what cost? What do you think? 303-713-7600. Let's go to Rick and Greeley. Rick, you're on AM 760.
Hey, David, good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, I was listening to the coverage like a lot of people were yesterday, and I have a couple things that I think once you, like you said, you put it all together and it paints maybe a different picture than what people are saying. I had also heard yesterday that the first place they called was 9 News, and it blew my mind because, I mean, Greeley has Flight for Life helicopter at their hospital.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you call 911, they put a call over there and they say, hey, you know what, get that helicopter up there. I mean, the balloon was floating that direction anyway. It couldn't have been, it was probably closer for that helicopter to follow them than to get one from Denver up here.
Yeah, like, why do you call a media organization first? I mean, I gotta tell you something. If my kid, if I had a kid and my kid was in trouble, I would say the last call I would make
would be
to the media. Like, literally, like, the last, like, I would not want to call the media. Right? That would be the last call I would make.
Right. The second thing was the father. I saw an interview with him, and he was on television talking to one of the news stations about all the different things that this balloon could do. He was talking about the scientific applications
mm-hmm.
that were on there, and it was almost like I'm sitting there thinking. I mean, is he hoping that some university is going to give him a grant or something? I mean, why do we care about this balloon so much? I mean, what's the big deal about this balloon?
Well, look,
last but not least was, and I'll hang up after this. And I'll get your points afterwards. But
let me just jump in and ask you a question.
Okay.
I mean, I wonder if I think. Don't you think it's a more realistic idea that he was like, look, I want to have like a weather chasing show, right? It's not even like I don't want a university grant. I'm like weird weather chasing, Mr. Wizard guy, and I want a reality show.
Right, exactly. Maybe, yeah. I mean, there's something maybe mentally not correct with this family or even with this father. And then watching, I saw a YouTube clip this morning of a CNN interview with the family last night, and the interviewer from CNN was speaking to Falcon, the little boy, and said, you know, didn't you hear people calling your name? You were in the attic. I mean, come on, you should have heard something. And the boy, I mean, I know he's only 8 years old or whatever, He says, kind of stammers, and he says, yeah, but this was for a show.
Yeah, yeah, we just played
right.
that clip.
And the dad is like, oh, crap, you know, what did I just get myself into here? I think you put all that together, like you said, and it just paints this picture of maybe a family obsessed with celebrityism when there really shouldn't be any. I mean, who are they?
You know, what's interesting about this is, you know, I was thinking about, what do you think made this such a sensational story? Like, what it was the vehicle, right? It was the flying vehicle, the sort of idea that a kid could drop out of the sky, right? But let's say the kid had stolen a car, right?
If the kid had just jumped
into a car and drove, would it have been a story?
No. If he was riding his little sister's basket on her bicycle down I-25, and then the bicycle crashes, and there's no little boy inside the basket, nobody would have paid any attention to it.
So, in other words,
you watch the footage on TV of the copters circling this balloon, and you could like make a commercial out of it. I mean, that's how good the footage was. I mean, they were up close on this balloon and paying attention to it. Come on, you know, it's ridiculous to me. And I agree with you. You made the point about if it were a black family, would social services be there? I would contend that once the boy was found, they would have immediately stopped coverage. It would have been like, oh yeah, they're done. Okay.
Right. We got played. We got played.
Right.
But this is a family with TV experience. I had heard, I have to double check this, and maybe, and I'll try to double check in the break. I had heard that this guy had actually been providing some reporting, for CNN. My only point to bring that up is this is a person who is clearly has connections in the TV and media world, right?
Right.
And, you know, is somebody who is, I don't know if I'd call him telegenic. I mean, he's a weirdo on TV. But you're right. If it was a non-TV connected black family, the moment
right.
that it was found that the kid was in the attic, I agree with you. It would be like, see you later. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Although I want to be clear. I don't think that the determinative factor in this story, the reason why it was such a big story, was because they're white. I think it was because there's a balloon and there's the possibility of a kid dropping out of the sky. But
and realistically, of course, hindsight being, you know, 2020, I mean, what really have we been covering? $1,000 balloon crashing into a ground.
No, that's exactly.
You know,
it's
that's
like,
it.
Do we have any, like, do we have that much free time on our hands, that few serious issues, that this is what we're obsessing over? You're absolutely right, man. Hey, thanks for the call, man.
Yeah, thanks, David.
John, you're on AM 760. John, hello.
Well, hello, David. Good morning.
Morning.
The reason for the call is you're commenting a lot about the idiocracy of America, and I do feel like we live in some warped reality right now because, yeah, this Falcon child got a lot of coverage on every channel nationwide. I'm hearing worldwide. Do you remember the story of Ilian Gonzalez?
Yes.
And don't you find ironic that story got coverage for weeks? And the part that really drew my attention is how, in the end, his home is raided. He's being taken away in custody. But the first thing you see are SWAT officers with machine guns entering the home to remove a child.
Well, I think the reason that was a bigger story was because that had, I think that had genuine international implications. I mean, that was
the child was from Cuba.
Well, right. I mean, what I'm saying is that the story itself was a broader commentary on the strained relations between the United States and Cuba. So I think I agree in the sense that, yes, it was a story about an individual that became much, much bigger. But it was also, you know, let's put it this way. Balloon Boy does not have any international implications, right?
No, that's absolutely correct. It seems like it's more or less shock value than anything, which, if we've learned anything about the media, is number one, it'll always be the head story. But the part that caught my attention is, you know, here the Time Life snapped the photo. It was a centerfold photo of these machine guns pointed at this child's head.
Right.
Nobody talked about it. All they talked about is, oh, well, I guess he has to leave the country. Gee, that's sad.
Well, I don't know. I mean, now, come on.
Don't you wonder, why would you need armed, machine-gun-carrying officers to remove a child from a home?
Well, that was a big controversy. That's why everybody remembers that photo. So I don't think nobody talked about that. I mean, that's why everybody remembers that photo. And that photo, you're right, it was in a certain sense really, really appalling. You know, federal agents coming into the home. It was crazy. You know, it was
helicopters flying overhead above the house.
Yeah,
I watched it and I thought, they're spending this much money so a child can be removed from his home and sent back with some parents.
You know what? In that sense, in the sense of how much money was spent over an individual interfamily issue, you're right. There are similarities in that sense. Hey, John, thanks for the call. 750 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Do you think the Balloon Boy was a hoax? Are you outraged about it, or maybe you're, you know, thrilled the kid is alive and this should be a time of celebration? 303-713-7600. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We do have a few accidents, but they're on the surface streets right now. That's a good thing for us. 104th at Grant, just east of I-25. Just one at Lincoln and Peoria, also in the cleanup phase. Got one on the right shoulder, though, westbound turnpike around Sheridan. Going to start hitting jams from Sheridan up to Wadsworth. Also have some late traffic from Federal up to Sheridan due to an earlier crash. On 25, normal spots are slow for you. Southbound side up in Thornton and North Glen. Again, downtown after 48th Avenue. Northbounders going to tap the brakes in the Narrows are there around Washington Street, but pretty average commute going on right now. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, breezy, mild, highs in the lower 60s. Right now, 40 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year, and now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization.
If you've ever wanted to design your own ring, there's only one place to go.
That's Jared!
At Jared the Galleria of Jewelry, it's easy to create a ring that's yours and yours alone. First, choose from hundreds of beautiful settings in platinum or gold. Then select from thousands of certified diamonds, including the Peerless Diamond, the Ideal Ideal Cut Diamond, and the Spectacular Leo Artisan, both exclusively at Jared.
It can only be Jared!
Save money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get half-price VIP tickets to the 13th floor in Asylum Haunted Houses. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Sunday is my day. It's the day I want to know what's happening in Colorado and the world. So I turn to the Sunday Denver Post. It's Colorado's biggest paper, filled with news from the state's largest team of reporters. And the Sunday Arts and Entertainment section helps me plan my week, while the travel section sends vacation deals my way. And I want to know how to save money. The Sunday Post is packed with coupons and special deals. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
The whole economy is doing better. Not as Google doing well. But having said that, the market responds more on a macro sense, and it responds to these earnings, and so you have to prepare appropriately. When you go into earnings season, and we talked about this probably a week or two before earnings started, David, you've got to be prepared, understanding that the market is going to have knee-jerk reactions initially to what's going on with individual company reports, because they are anecdotal evidence as to what's happening on a bigger level. So I'm not sure I answered your question.
I don't think there is a straight cut and dry answer, but it's a question I think a lot of people wonder about. You know, is what's good for Wall Street good for the broader economy? Is what's good for the broader economy good for Wall Street? I mean, and obviously, I mean, I think you've answered the question in the sense that the market is going to be on a day-to-day basis up and down based on these earnings reports, and then also based on the macro trends. And it's a wild ride right now, and that's why folks listening got to give a call to Presidential Brokerage, 303-694-1600. Again, 303-694-1600 for a strategy. That's the most important thing here. Hey, Mike, thanks for answering the question, and have a great weekend, man.
Thanks for the question. You do the same, David.
Take care.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Don't do it! Don't buy hardwood floors until you've checked out Lumber Liquidators. If you've already made your purchase, refuse delivery and get a refund now. And take all the boxes back. Don't waste your money. Lumber Liquidators can beat every price you've ever seen on hardwood flooring. Save hundreds, maybe even thousands of dollars at Lumber Liquidators. To prove it, we'll give you a free full-color catalog now. You won't believe the beautiful, top-quality hardwood, hand-scraped bamboo, or cork and laminate floors you can have at these incredible prices. You must see to believe. Even Bellawood pre-finished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Our prices are incredibly low because we only sell hardwood flooring. No fancy overhead, no fooling around. Want high quality at the absolute lowest prices anywhere? We can ship directly to you or stop by any location in your area. Call now for your free catalog. 1-800-580-5790. Call 800-580-5790. That's 800-580-5790.
We know the characters, we know the plot, and we also know that no matter how you cut it, you can't script October. Tonight on Fox, it's Game 1 of the ALCS as baseball's most storied franchise, the New York Yankees, play host to a team driven by a season of inspiration, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It's a battle in the Bronx, tonight, only on Fox.
Yankees Angels, tonight starting at 5:30 on Fox 31.
7:57 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. A hoax or not, we're talking about Balloon Boy. Barbara in Denver. Barbara, you're on AM 760.
Yes, good morning, David.
Morning.
Nice to hear somebody agrees with me. Thought I was a little off the wall yesterday when hearing about this little boy in the balloon, et cetera, et cetera.
Were you ultimately as pissed off as I was?
Yes, David, I was, for the fact when we found out later. as the media covered it, et cetera. Seeing this little boy when the media was there talking to the parents, and he's jumping all over this vehicle, up and down on the hood, on the roof of the car. The reporters there at the scene looking at these parents like, do you allow this little child to do this? Let alone, what is a child doing in an attic?
Oh, that
does he know how to get up there?
Right. It might be an attic, like a top floor that they're calling an attic. But you're absolutely right. How do you not first search your home before you call the media and then the police? Right. I mean, that's the fishy part of this story. Barbara, thanks so much for the call. All right. More on Balloon Boy after the national news.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Max Baucus declares all Democrats will vote for reform and even some repub. We'll take your calls, talk to the guys from the lowdown.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early $1,900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapani. Another insurgent bomb has gone off in southern Afghanistan, killing four more American troops. 25 Americans have died in combat in Afghanistan so far this month. Here at home, the VFW is urging President Obama to cut short his policy review and give General Stanley McChrystal more troops. Spokesman Jerry Newberry.
We need to know, for the safety of our troops, what the president's plans are. And he needs to make those plans public, and he needs to move on them very quickly.
At a San Francisco fundraiser last night, the president defended his deliberate approach.
Iraq was hard. Afghanistan's harder.
I'm Steve Kathan. Concerned about low morale, an Army commander sent a letter to the 3,500 men and women in the 10th Mountain Division's 3rd Brigade in Afghanistan. Two members of that unit were killed recently. Colonel Frank Haight writes, from the foxhole, it's probably difficult to see the bigger picture. He says they are contributing to success. And he tells USA Today some of the doubts come from the public debate about the mission here at home, reaching soldiers in the ranks. Frank.
A commission that looked into reports of widespread ballot box stuffing in the Afghan presidential election has just about finished its work and could be close to calling for a runoff between President Karzai and his main challenger. On the CBS News Early Show, Richard Heaney insisted it wasn't a prank. His six-year-old son Falcon really was missing for a few hours yesterday, even if he wasn't in the homemade balloon that drifted from Fort Collins, Colorado, to the Denver area. CBS's Drew Levinson tells us authorities have a lot of unanswered questions.
Why was this little boy hiding in his house inside a box? What was he scared of? Did he cause a balloon to go up in the air? What were the parents doing? There are so many questions here right now, and they don't know whether everything is on the up and up, or whether this was a hoax.
Anti-hunger groups around the globe are observing World Food Day. Save the Children's Michael Clausen says hunger kills millions of children every year.
There's roughly 9 million children that die each year of largely preventable deaths. About a third of those are children who are dying of hunger-related complications.
The Food and Drug Administration is launching an investigation into blurred vision, dry eyes, and other side effects from laser eye surgery. Dr. Robert Seichert is an eye doctor at New York's NYU Langone Medical Center.
We need to find out why people are dissatisfied with their results and find out what we can do to make the procedure even better and safer for everyone.
The federal pay czar for companies that receive government financial assistance is asking outgoing Bank of America CEO Ken Lewis to give back this year's salary, $1.5 million. Lewis has agreed. Industry analyst Gerard Cassidy says the threat of pay cuts won't go unnoticed.
It's going to drive companies to pay back TARP sooner
if they find that these measures being taken by the Pazar are considered to be too onerous.
The Dow's down 110 points. This is CBS News.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
It's time to feel the only number in NASCAR that counts. That number one finger that you wave out the window afterwards. Feel what it's like to be the first man to finish and the last man to stand.
Woo! Great job, boys. You guys rock.
Feel what it's like to love your competitors but hate the thought of them winning. NASCAR on ESPN. Feel your heart race. The chase continues with a NASCAR Banking 500 at Lowe's Motor Speedway, Saturday at 7 Eastern on ABC.
I'm David Kale with an AM 760 local news update.
Scared to have you on this.
Richard Heaney talking about his six-year-old son, Falcon, who scared a lot of people yesterday when they thought he'd climbed into his parents' hot air balloon and launched it. Everyone was relieved when Falcon emerged from the attic of his Fort Collins home. Some are questioning this morning whether the boy was truly missing or whether the incident was staged by his parents. It all began just after 11 yesterday morning when Falcon's brother came running into the house and told his parents the six-year-old had climbed into the homemade helium balloon and it became untethered and floated away.
After the media crowd left the front of the house, he came down of his own volition and just walked into the house.
Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderton says he doesn't believe the disappearance was a hoax, but he is meeting again today with investigators and the Heaney family. Initial data from a government oversight board shows that on paper, Colorado gained the most jobs of any state in the first months of President Obama's stimulus program. Colorado recorded more than 4,700 jobs, thanks largely to a contract to set up a call center to field questions about a change to digital cable. Those jobs were temporary. Sports: Avs over Montreal 3-2, and the Phillies win the first game of the NLCS 8-6 over the Dodgers. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Kale. Todd Parker now with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at some delays on the Boulder Round lanes of 36. We've got an accident that occurred right around Sheridan. They're working to get that out of your way, but for the time being, it's going to tax some drive time on your right as you're trying to get to Boulder. Checking on those CDOT cameras. Southbound I-25 really starting to bog down as you're trying to make that stadium curve. Off those main roads, they're working on a crash, Lincoln and Peoria. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be sunny and pretty warm today with a high of around 63, 64 degrees, currently 39. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
At the lowest prices of the season on beautiful and affordable fall style at JCPenney. Save with Doorbusters Friday 3 p.m. to close and Saturday 8 a.m. to 1 p.m. Go to jcp.com to see everything on sale. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Say goodbye to the slow route with TomTom's unique IQ Routes technology. Unlike ordinary GPS devices, TomTom uses actual drive times to find you the fastest way to get anywhere, at any time. TomTom, go confidently.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
806 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're going to get back to Balloon Boy in a few minutes here. But we wanted to take a moment, a couple moments, and welcome on to AM 760, Damond Wilson. You know him as Lamont from the sitcom Sanford and Son, and he has a new book out about his experience on Sanford and Son called Second Banana. And it's it goes back and looks at what it was like to play Second Banana to Red Fox. Damond, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thank you. Actually, I didn't play Second Banana to Red. That was just I called it that in reverence to Red because he started out in the vaudeville chitlin circuit.
Oh, okay, okay. My
show business term.
My bad. I apologize for that. I should. So let's get right into that. What was it like? I mean, Red Fox, it was obviously a huge icon. Sanford and Son is one of the most famous television shows of, I mean, you can walk out on the street and you can say Sanford and Son and people know what you're talking about.
Well, it's in 42 foreign countries in the world. It's shown in 42 foreign countries. My book came out a month ago and it's sold in Kenya, in Spain, in Japan, and Wales, and Britain. It's just sold around the world. And cyberspace is making it possible. This is my 11th book. I'm not a neophyte when it comes to writing books. Mm-hmm. I started writing in 1995. And the book is not a tell-all book. It's not a set-the-record straight book. But it does, in fact, do those things. It's funny, it's sad, and mostly it's informative because people thought and labeled Red as being difficult to work with. Now, I'm not talking about his blue comedy thing because that was a separate entity from what he and I did together. But he was not difficult. We were breaking ground. We were making history. We were the first black Afro-American men to have a hit network television show in the history of television. You had the Amos and Andy show, and then you had blacks on television shows like Bill Cosby on I Spy, and mm-hmm. Clarence Williams on Mod Squad, and Diane Kelly. Those are not black shows. As a matter of fact, the more things change, the more they stay the same. There hasn't been a black network show for almost going on 8 years. And Red and I were kicking doors in those days, and so we had to fight. He grew up hard. I came up in Harlem. I'm a decorated veteran of 1967. I spent in the Republic of Vietnam. And so we weren't about to have any nonsense, and so we stood up like men, and we fought for what we deserved, and it was a difficult time, but it was a fun time also.
Yeah, I tell us the story about how you met Red Fox and how what it was like to try to pitch a show or push any kind of show okay. in Hollywood at that time.
We did. I did an episode on All in the Family. Norman Lear and Buddy Yorkin had two British shows that were tremendously wild hits. Claudette Lewis Part, which became All in the Family, and Steptoe and Son, which inevitably became Sanford and Son, which I think ran in Britain for 17 years.
Wow.
And I did an episode with the late Cleavon Little from Blazing Saddles on the first season of All in the Family. It was the number one show in the world in television. And I did the episode reluctantly because I'm from New York, the theater. I did not want to. I've done films. I did not want to do television. And the year prior to that, Red Fox had done a movie called Cotton Comes to Harlem where he played a junk dealer named Uncle Bud. And Buddy Yorkin said, Red Fox would be perfect. And they said, oh, you're crazy. You can't put him on television. His mouth's too dirty. And so it became Sanford and Son because Red's name is John Elroy Sanford. His brother's name is Fred. My legal name is Grady DeMond Wilson. So the character Grady Wilson, we named it after our family members. And I flew to Vegas to meet Red, and it was an instant attraction. It was like love at first sight. They said, who are we going to put opposite Red as the foil, as the straight man? And they said, this young kid out of New York, his timing is impeccable. And the look, the difference between the look of these guys will be absolutely perfect. It'll balance. And the rest is history.
What was the... I'll put it this way. Did you have concerns? I mean, All in the Family, for instance, and all of Norman Lear's shows push the envelope. I mean, they were controversial.
Yeah, that's what I wrote about in the book. My agent called me up. He said, have you seen All in the Family? I said, I don't watch episodical television. He said, watch it. I watched it. I said, I think the show is despicable. I think the character, not Carol O'Connor, but the character Archie Bunker, where I'm from, Harlem, New York City, his name would be on an endangered species list.
Right.
And I felt like a total sellout until I read the script. See, I came back, David, I came back from Vietnam with a habit. It's called eating. And that's a joke. I'll be appearing all week, tipped away. and so I did it, and I thought it sold out totally until I read the script where these two black guys break into the bunker home, pull guns on Archie, rob him, and make him look like a fool. And I said, where do I sign? You know, and so we went to Vegas, and Red and I met, and it was like people said, did you and Red really get along together? And I said, if you watch any one of those 130-plus episodes, even when Red and I were at odds, which was rare, the love and respect that we had for one another and the synergy between the two of us is apparent.
Again, on the line with us is Demond Wilson. You know him as Lamont on Sanford and Son. His new book, Second Banana, www.2nd, like second, www.2ndbanana.net if you want to get the book. And
you can follow me on Twitter and Facebook. Also.
Absolutely. And I want to... I wonder about the process on Sanford and Son at Hollywood in that time. How involved were you in the script? Was there concern?
100%. As a matter of fact, I got some of those young kids. I have ties older than these kids that are from this show, What's Happening, that are upset with me because I made the statement in my book that What's Happening was a cute show with some talented young actors headed up by a veteran actress, God rest her soul, Mabel King, but it wasn't a black show. It was a white show in blackface.
How do you mean?
What do you mean?
What is that?
It was a white show in blackface. It was a white show written by Jewish gentlemen who were very talented, who were very funny, but they had no concept of how to write for black people because they didn't know that community. So they took what they knew. It's like I could write Jewish jokes, but it wouldn't be from the heart of Jewish people because I'm not Jewish.
So you're saying the distinction in your mind with a show like Sanford and Son was that as opposed to some of the other shows on the network at that time, you were aiming at the black community.
No, that's not what I'm saying. That's what you said. I'm saying that we represented an aspect.
Right.
Of the black community that whites couldn't do because they didn't know how to write that. We had white writers on the show, Jewish writers on the show. Goya's a writer saw the show, and Red and I said, no, this can't work. So we hired people like Paul Mooney, Richard Pryor.
Mm-hmm.
We hired black directors. We had Mark Warren. We had a whole staff of black writers that understood the essence of the black community.
I got
you. You can't capture all aspects of the Afro-American community in one 27-minute sitcom.
Right.
But we represented what those guys represented. You know, this series took place in Watts. Fred and Lamont were entrepreneurs. They had their own business, as meager as it was, but it had to reflect. When black people saw it, they said, man, this is so funny. This is true. And when white people saw it, they were astounded because they didn't know this.
What was the reaction when you talk about the process of making sure you had the right writers that came from the community? What was the reaction to from the Hollywood bigwigs? Were they appalled? Were they a little bit resistant? How did they react?
You're kidding. We made $1 billion for NBC and set a precedence and opened the door for African Americans in network television. Let me say something about Hollywood. It's a gristmill. It's about making money.
Right.
If you can make money, you're the king. When we went to NBC, it was a golden years. They had Dean Martin, Flip Wilson, Sammy Davis Jr., Bobby Darin, Rowan and Martin's Laughing, Bob Hope was over there, Johnny Carson. We didn't even have dressing rooms. We shot that pilot in October, September of 71. We aired in January of 72 with the defining episode, Cross Swords, and it went through the ceiling. A 58 share. Are you kidding?
Right. No, it was huge.
We became the HNICs, registered to say at NBC.
But here's why I asked the question. I mean, I'm writing a book right now about television in the 80s, and there was this.
We weren't on in the 80s.
No, yeah. I know. And there was this story about the Cosby Show, where there was this controversy about how the front of Theo's door in the show had, I think it was an African flag, and the NBC network executives asked Cosby to take it off, and Cosby said no, that's ridiculous, and it sort of suggested that in Hollywood you're right that they want to make money, but that even as late as the mid 80s, and you were obviously, your show was on in the 70s, where it might have been even worse, it was still the idea of really representing.
No, we didn't have those problems.
You didn't have those
problems? No, in 1974, Red used the N-word on NBC on our show. Come on.
Yeah, right. What do you attribute that? Was it just the fact that you guys were so successful that.
Well, it was part of the characters. I don't know anything about Bill. I've met Bill. I don't know anything about the politics that were prevalent when Bill was on television. But like I said before, and I put it in the book, Red and I fought for every inch of ground that we had. Look, I'm from Harlem, New York City. Red's from St. Louis. He grew up and spent a lot of his adult life with the late Malcolm Little, who became Malcolm X, the charismatic black Muslim leader. I fought in Vietnam for this country in 1967. I'm a decorated veteran of Vietnam, 4th Infantry Division. When I came home, people spat on me and called me a murderer. Now, you know, America's new religion, as it were, and I mean that in a respectful way, is patriotism. And when I came home, and my brothers that fought and died over there came home, it wasn't like that. It was a little dirty, dark secret that you never told anybody that you fought in the war, because that's how they thought of you. And I wrote it in the book without any venom or animosity. And I do support the troops over there, but I didn't have a ceremonious welcome when I came home. So Red and I were men. We didn't take nonsense, and we stood up. And when you're bringing down the kind of money that you're bringing down, we didn't want to hear it. He took a walk, and I held a showdown. I took a walk, and he held a showdown. And we went out the way we came in, like men on top. Sanford and Son was never canceled. Red said, you don't cancel a top 10 show. Anything they put opposite us, Friday night, 8 o'clock, bit the dust, the Brady Bunch.
It has had an amazing legacy. Damon Wilson, again, his new book, Second Banana, you can find it at
It's a funny book.
Just from chatting with you right now, it sounds like there is so much in this book. And again, people can find it at www.2ndbanana.net. You can follow Damon Wilson on Facebook and Twitter. Damon, thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Hey, Jay, I'm sorry, David. I appreciate it, and I appreciate your listeners.
Hey, take care.
God bless.
8:19 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to get back to Balloon Boy and the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. Do you think it was a hoax, Balloon Boy? Do you think that this was all a giant PR stunt? Are you outraged? Are you happy that the boy is alive? How about both? Maybe you're outraged and happy the boy is alive. Is this a broader commentary on our ridiculous idiocracy, that after we find out that the kid was okay and there was nothing to be so excited about, that the media is still covering this story as if it is big news? Where do you come down? 303-713-7600. For the folks who are holding, we'll get to you right after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got this crash, right shoulder, westbound turnpike. It's in between Sheridan and Wadsworth. That's where the jams start, back around Federal. Been kind of a nasty drive going towards Boulder on the turnpike all morning. Eastbounder is going to tap the brakes from Federal down to Broadway. Also see some heavy volumes eastbound 6th Avenue, Sheridan to 25, all the way in from Lakewood. Rollover crash eastbound I-70 near the Morrison exit. Also got an accident in Lincoln and Peoria. That one's been around for quite some time. A messy cleanup there. Your forecast should be mostly sunny, maybe a little breezy, but afternoon highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 68, and on Sunday, mostly sunny with, get this, a high near 75. Your current downtown temperature, 40 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's a great time to buy a new Ryland home during Ryland's next...
Come to Jared and experience the legend of Le'Veon.
That's Jared!
The design and craftsmanship of Le'Veon jewelry, including the delicious new trends, Le'Veon chocolate diamonds, Le'Veon chocolate cultured South Sea pearls, and raspberry rhodolite garnets in strawberry gold, must be seen to be appreciated. Visit Jared to understand why Le'Veon has devoted collectors the world over.
It can only be Jared!
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
Are you planning on getting liposuction in your hips and thighs? If so, researchers at the University of Colorado Denver School of Medicine are recruiting healthy pre- and postmenopausal women between the ages of 35 to 60 who wish to have liposuction of their hips and thighs. Research suggests that storing fat in different parts of the body affects our metabolism differently. Right now, the University of Colorado Denver is conducting a study on how a woman's metabolism is altered after fat has been removed from her hips and thighs. Benefits of participating in the research study include testing for diabetes, body fat, cholesterol, and bone density. Study volunteers will also receive a discounted surgery and postoperative care package at the University of Colorado Hospital and monetary compensation for participating in the research study. If you or someone you know is considering hip or thigh liposuction and would like to learn about the study, please call 720-848-7557. Again, if you or someone you know is considering liposuction, call the Flair Study at 720-848-7557.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, located on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Comcast is giving you the Haunted House hookup. Half price VIP tickets to the 13th floor and Asylum Haunted Houses. Now you can get scared for half price.
You don't have to wait in line.
Dreadful.
VIP tickets normally $25.
Buy them for $12.50.
Click on the Bargain Watch logo
at am760.net.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Back to Balloon Boy. You think it was a hoax? Were you overjoyed? Are you celebrating this morning? Or are you pissed off? Do you feel had? 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones now. And we will take as many as we can in the order that they are received. Debbie in Arvada. Debbie, you're on AM 760. Hello, Debbie. Hello, Debbie. No, Debbie. Okay, we'll go to Kevin in Boulder. Kevin, you're on AM 760.
Good morning. This Balloon Boy, there's so many things there you can tell that it's a hoax. First of all, the father said that the kid wasn't in trouble. And you tell me a little kid's going to let a balloon like that go and not be in trouble? Come on now. And another thing was the little kid's comment about not answering because of being in a show. And thirdly, the father admitted that the balloon wasn't tied down properly, so regardless if it was a hoax or not, he should be liable to pay for every dime of all that resource.
For sort of parental negligence.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, this is my point about, you know, if this was, you know, under different circumstances, a black family, if this was a car and not a balloon, you know, the first reaction would be child social services would be battering down the door.
No doubt.
Saying, you know, and instead it's become this media. I mean, it's become this media spectacle to the point where I hate to harp on it, but what's amazing to me is that the media has no shame, right? There's no shame in this. There's like, we got had, yay, you know, like we're going to continue covering this as a serious news story instead of as, you know, as what it is, either an outrage at the minimum or a non-story.
It was front page news on the Daily Camera today, and they even had one picture in there of several of him sitting on top of a van. Now, who lets their kid sit on top of a van? I mean,
you mean on the roof?
Yeah, on the roof of a van.
Yeah, this story just
gets all publicity. And the other thing is on the news, they were saying that all of these other faux news places that wanted interviews, and they weren't turning anybody down for an interview.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, now and you put that next to the idea reported in the Denver Post this morning that the first call they made was not to law enforcement, but was to a media institution, and it just starts to smell worse and worse. Hey, Kevin, thanks for the call.
You bet.
Debbie in Arvada. Debbie, you're back.
I've been here. I don't know what happened.
Oh, my bad. It might have been my bad.
No, it's okay. Well, David, I have a whole combination of different feelings because, like everyone else, I was glued to my TV yesterday. As a parent, I was very concerned that a six-year-old boy was in that balloon. But as it all unfolded, you know, you're watching it and you're saying, my first thought was, I mean, I don't know anything about balloons or, you know, but I'm thinking, where is the kid in? What is he sitting in?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so then if you're a designer or you know how the design of this balloon is, why are you sitting for 2 hours thinking your son is in this balloon when clearly there's nothing for him to be in? There's nothing for him to hold on to. Then
yeah, I never understood what they were talking about, you know, oh, the door was locked. I didn't even understand. When looking at the thing, I didn't even understand what that meant.
Well, and then when it landed, you never saw any kind of door open or them opening a door or any kind of door being on this aircraft. And then they were saying that there was some basket attached to the bottom of it, and it was holding batteries, and that it was really never meant for anyone to be in. But they just showed video on the local news of apparently they videotaped them watching this balloon going in the air from their backyard, and they're freaking out and running around the yard, and there's nothing attached to the bottom of this balloon that they were searching for an hour yesterday. That so, they thought the kid was in.
So it was originally supposed to have a balloon, what, hanging below the thing?
What they were saying is there was some kind of basket. It was like a cardboard basket that was attached to the bottom. And they said there was, like, batteries. It held batteries, and that's what it was meant for, that it was really never meant for anyone to ride in. So they were looking for that basket because then there were reports, oh, something fell off the balloon
somewhere. Right, right, right.
Okay, it shows videos because they said, oh, we always tape all of our experiments. They have a video that they've been showing on local news of this balloon taking off from their backyard, and the parents are right there. So wasn't there at one point a story saying the kid ran inside and said, you know.
Yeah, right.
The younger brother was inside the balloon, and they're all freaking out, and the parents are right there watching this balloon take off from their backyard, and there's nothing attached to the bottom of it.
Yeah, it's. I tell you something. The more these details come out, the more. I mean, again, it's either a hoax or it's negligence. You're on the hoax side.
It's completely, and I feel, you know, like I got sucked into it just like everyone else because, I mean, I'm watching yesterday and you know, of course, everyone's saying, "Oh my gosh, a six-year-old boy's in there." And at first, I didn't even know it was local. I heard on the radio there's some six-year-old boy in a hot air balloon. So I turned on the TV, and it's like Brighton, Colorado. And I'm like, I don't know where they ever got Brighton, Colorado.
It would be interesting.
That's where it was over.
It would be interesting to think about how much money, you know, I said taxpayer money that the Larimer,
said on the $2 million because they have the National Guard.
Come on,
they have the National Guard.
$2 million.
That's what I just heard. But you know, of course, they're saying a whole realm of things, but. It's, you know, it's completely incredible. You watch the father on TV and they're like, well, what did you think when the balloon landed and your son wasn't in it? Oh, I just didn't know what to think. Well, what the heck was he in? What did he think for 2 hours this kid was holding on to? There was nothing. It's
right.
Like,
the guy built the thing.
Yeah. It's like you have a tennis ball and you have a little basket hanging from the tennis ball.
That's...
And you have something that could be in the little basket. If that basket's gone, what the heck is he holding on to?
No, I know. And here's the thing. I think that the more these details come out, the more people are going to get pissed off. I mean, at least I hope that if it comes out that this was a hoax, that more people get pissed off. Because if not, it's just going to encourage this kind of nonsense, this kind of a kind of copycat situation in the future. Hey, thanks for the call. Let's go to Jim in Denver. Jim, you're on AM 760.
Morning, David.
Morning.
There was a guy a long time ago in the 60s said, media is the message.
That's right.
There was Andy Warhol said, 15 minutes of fame. There's an old clip out of the 30s, and it's a grainy clip, bunch of guys launching a dirigible. Everybody held it with one hand or two hands, except one guy had it wrapped around his arm. And the thing takes off, and they have it on this grainy film footage, which is still more bone-chilling, hair-raising than a horror movie. And it shows the guy way up. He can't get his arm out of the rope. And he finally has to let go. And the camera follows him all the way down with his arms and legs kicking. And that's the first thought that went through my mind when I first heard the story. And we was had. We were had by the media as well as them. That's why they're not going to look back and say they were had.
Yeah, well, I wonder how much, you know, I was saying how much taxpayer money has been spent on this, but I want, it will be interesting is to really think about is how much, I mean, if you take, how many, I mean, if there were millions and millions of people who stopped everything to watch this, right?
Yep.
That's millions and millions of dollars, maybe billions of dollars in productivity in the economy, right? That was, and even if it was for 15 minutes, right? I mean, and you hear everyone was glued to the TV, right? You know, Turk was saying his wife called him and said, hey, you got to turn on the TV. And, you know, I came home and I barely ever watch TV and I flipped it on because I heard it on the radio. I mean, this is the danger of the voyeuristic culture. What were we all watching? I mean, this is where it gets really weird. What were we all watching? Why were we all watching? Why?
Did you ever see a movie called Ace in the Hole with Kirk Douglas, William Wyler?
No.
You got to watch it because it's a cynical reporter, and it's about a true story of a miner, based on a true story of a miner caught in West Virginia, and it took him days and days to dig him out.
Oh.
Well, this story is the press and this guy having the lead story. He had the exclusive, and it gets down to how they're going to get this guy now. There's another guy that he's trapped in the mountains looking for Indian artifacts, and he's a World War II veteran. And the whole movie is about how this press guy ends up with so much power because of his exclusiveness of the story. It shows voyeurism of people showing up and creating a carnival, setting up a carnival.
Yeah, well, you know, the movie that I first thought of when I heard it or when I saw it and the media spectacle subsequent to it was The Truman Show. I mean, The Truman Show is all about, it's a commentary on how voyeuristic we are, how we're so obsessed with watching other people. And, I mean, these stories have such a formula, right? I mean, everybody who watches knew that the next day the family would be interviewed on the Good Morning America shows and all that nonsense, and it would be, the media would try to ramrod it into a human drama. And the interesting question is, why were we all watching? Why? Was it because we were waiting to see the kid drop out? What is so alluring about that? And what does that say about all of us? Jim, thanks for the call. Shirley, you're on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hey, I just wanted to say, well, I know I've been listening, but, you know, my son did this once before. He went and hid because he knew he was in trouble. And his father is a kind of man like this guy. I think that maybe he kind of knew he wasn't in there because I think he knew there's no way he could have been in that balloon. There's no way that balloon would have flown so high. It wasn't that big with a kid in it, you know? And I think he thought, well, I'll get on TV with this. I mean, he's always, you know, you could see that he's a, what do you call that? Like, he always just a spotlight. He always wants to be in the spotlight. And I think that he's stretching it, and you notice his wife never says a word.
Right, right. No, that's right. And
I don't know that it was a hoax from the beginning, but I think he knew, or at least, and you know, of course.
Well, I wonder, do you think he's going to be rewarded with a reality TV show? I mean, that's the ultimate question,
you
right?
You know what, I said that to my husband this morning. I said, he's on a reality TV show. I go, you watch that. Family will be on a reality TV show. And I saw the woman that was in Wife Swap with him, and she said he was rude, he was loud, he was verbally abusive. Of course the kid was scared. He let the balloon go. And of course the kid was scared. And no, he's not going to be in trouble because look it got Daddy on TV.
No, that's
Daddy's happy.
That's exactly right. Now, so the ultimate question now, or at least in terms of this specific story, is what you bring up, Shirley, which is, will this guy ultimately get rewarded for this? I mean, that will be the most interesting part of this. And I wonder what everyone thinks, 303-713-7600, whether you think ultimately this family will be rewarded by society, effectively rewarded, even if they have a slap on the wrist, fine. Will they ultimately be rewarded with a reality show, with all the perks and privileges that fame brings? I mean, I sure hope not, but I wouldn't bet against it. What do you think? 303-713-7600. It's 837. Shirley, thanks for the call. 837 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to do another couple segments on Balloon Boy. Then in the 9 a.m. hour, we're going to talk to an author of a new book called, all about the authoritarian streak in American politics, how some of us, as much as we talk about democracy, actually love authoritarianism. And I'm going to fill you in on a really, really big story that is getting no attention, because Balloon Boy is getting all the attention, about Wall Street reform and one of our local congresspeople and what he is doing potentially to scuttle it. It's absolutely outrageous. And as I just want to remind folks, and we were talking yesterday about Rush Limbaugh and racism. I said I would play a bunch of clips from you of Rush Limbaugh, and then you could decide whether he was a racist. We're going to put that off until Monday, but we're going to get to it. I haven't forgotten about it. We're going to get to it. It's going to be on Monday. We're going to do a lot. We're going to talk a lot about Rush Limbaugh, and you can decide. You make the call about whether Rush is a racist. We're going to play all those clips on Monday, but Balloon Boy has preempted that discussion. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, got a rollover crash eastbound I-70 right around the Morrison exit now. We got a crash in the opposing lanes. Going to hit jams from C-470 to Mount Vernon. Also stop and go westbound Turnpike, Federal to Wadsworth. Also got a new crash northbound I-25 just before Alameda. Going to start tapping the brakes at Downing Street. And still in the cleanup phase, that crash at Lincoln and Peoria. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild, highs in the lower 60s. Right now, 42 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. Today, AM760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
AM760 and CBS News. Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
New or used, you'll find the best pricing, financing, and service for your Chevy Silverado at Purefoy Chevrolet, the best Chevy dealer in the Denver area. Find us at denversilverado.com or silveradodenver.com. No matter how you spell it, it's purefoychevrolet.com.
This is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Are you an employer or entrepreneur? Do you spend time growing your business or doing administrative tasks? I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. We handle details of your workforce like payroll, government compliance, workers' compensation, and health insurance. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Discovery Outsourcing at 303-868-5257 or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
9,000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
eHealth is an agency licensed in all states. For licensing information, go to eHealthSaveNow.com.
If you want to save money on health insurance, you have two choices. Wait for the government's health reform plan, which will take years to be implemented, or do your own health insurance reform right now and see what you can save in less than 30 seconds at eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com is the fastest and simplest way to see what you can save on health insurance. In less than 30 seconds, you'll see the best quotes from the most trusted companies. Free information that lets you compare quality plans and prices side by side, so you can choose what's best for you and your budget. There's absolutely no obligation. You won't even be asked for your email address. You'll just get the free quotes you need to help you choose the health insurance that's best for you. You can't afford to wait. See how much you can save today at eHealthSaveNow.com. That's eHealthSaveNow.com. eHealthSaveNow.com.
We know.
know the characters. We know the plot. And we also know that no matter how you cut it, you can't script October. Tonight on Fox, it's Game 1 of the ALCS as baseball's most storied franchise, the New York Yankees, play host to a team driven by a season of inspiration, the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. It's a battle in the Bronx, tonight, only on Fox.
Yankees Angels, tonight starting at 5:30 on Fox 31.
8:42 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I'm David Sirota. It's a beautiful day out. Looking forward to this weekend. I'm going to see the, I think I'm going to see the Dark Star Orchestra tonight at the Fillmore. Very psyched.
You should be psyched. That'll be fun.
I'm going with my buddy Mason Tavert, friend of the show. Should be a lot of fun. It's at the Fillmore tonight. We're talking about Balloon Boy. And I'm, you know, I'm a little conflicted in the sense that I'm upset about the how much media coverage this has gotten. So I'm a little conflicted about giving it more media coverage, but I'm trying to make a bigger point here, which is that this is an outrage. And this is an outrage at two levels. First of all, a huge amount of taxpayer money was wasted. And it's an outrage in the sense that the media, even after finding out that the kid was in the attic, the media continues to treat this as a real story. The media they've been played, and they continue to be played. And what does this say about our voyeuristic culture? I mean, do we not have more serious things to focus on? Does the media not have more serious things to focus on than this? Even after finding out that it got played, I mean, we don't have a healthcare debate, we don't have a recession, we don't have an economy collapsing. That the media has so much time to devote to the story, even though it realizes, it should realize that it got played? And why were we all glued to the TV in the first place? I mean, really, try to think about that. What were we watching for? Why was this so alluring? What made it such quote-unquote good TV? Why did so many people care about this? How could so many people care about this, but lots and lots of folks can't seem to key in on the healthcare debate? As just one example, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Kat in Longmont. Hey, Kat, how you doing?
I'm good, David. How are you?
Good.
Although I am pissed. You know, it was one day I was really happy to be at work and miss the media obsession on this, because by the time I heard the story, the balloon had already fallen. But once I saw the picture of it, I knew it was a hoax. But at the best, I thought, well, maybe the kids created the hoax and the parents had believed it. Now I am... You know, I'm way more cynical. I think these parents have already calculated out how much money they're going to make on Larry King and Good Morning America and on the cover of People magazine and maybe a reality TV show. I think they've already calculated out that whatever they get in terms of bad publicity and fines and penalties, they're going to come out ahead.
That's right. So you're saying it's a financial transaction.
Totally calculated, financial and ego. And I've seen both the parents. She's not a native English speaker, and maybe that's why we haven't heard much from her, because she makes a few grammatical gaffes and stuff, and she may not be comfortable talking, or maybe he's not comfortable having her talking to the camera. But you know, you let the kids on. You know, kids are going to. The kids are kids. They're going to say what's on their minds. And, oh, I was in a box in the attic, and it was all for the show.
Right. And we to remind folks, we played that clip earlier in the show, that the kid said, when interviewed on CNN, when they asked him, why didn't you respond to when people were calling your name, he said, because, why were you hiding? And he said, because it was for the show.
Exactly. So you got to think about the mentality of parents that would bring in small children into a conspiracy, into a scheme like this.
Potentially.
And expect that the kids are going to hold up their end of the bargain.
No, and by the way, that's why the kid's comment is so important, right? It's like there's some rules in, I think, I'm not a lawyer, but I remember being taught rules in journalism, law, and ethics. And they say that, for instance, like a dying person who's on their deathbed, if they know they're dying, their words are treated as more, more having more veracity at times because they have nothing to lose. They know they're checking out, right? It's like the same thing with a kid in the sense that the kid has less of the calculating processes in their brain to, I guess they're more unedited, right? A child is more unedited, right? An adult can say, well, I'm going to try to say this, I'll spin this. A kid, they sort of are more unedited. And so the reason the kid's statement is important is because precisely because it's coming from a kid, right? That maybe the kid heard that, didn't know maybe to spin it, or didn't know what to obscure and not. That's why the kid's comment is so important. Hey, Kat, thanks for the call. Ed in Lakewood. Ed, you're on AM 760.
Hello?
Hello, Ed.
Hey, how's it going?
All right.
I have kind of a different outlook on that. I kind of let people, I know with media, everybody's judged instantly. I think everybody's innocent until proven guilty. And as far as the expense, I mean, we got to pay those people anyway, the firemen, the sheriff, the highway patrol. We're paying them anyway, whether they're sitting back at the office or they're out chasing the kid.
Yeah, Ed, there's other things that those resources could have been going to. I mean, those are finite resources. I don't think, and maybe you do, I don't think the police and the firefighters are just sitting around on their asses all day, right? There's a finite amount of resources. What didn't get taken care of in those hours? I mean, those are real resources, especially during a budget crisis. Those are real.
Yeah, I know they're real, but I think the way to look at it was, I'm really, the way I look at it, is Fort Lupton, the Highway Patrol, everybody involved. I think they did an outstanding job. They were on the ball.
Of course they were. No one's blaming them.
No, and I think you should just look at it as a really good exercise. I mean, the next time it might be a real deal. There might be a real kid out there really in danger, and I hope that they respond the same way.
The next time that there's a child suspended in a balloon UFO?
Well, it doesn't make a difference whether they're lost or what the situation is. I think they responded.
Let me just get this straight. This was good a good practice for the next time a child balloon UFO chase.
Well, I'm not saying a balloon either. That's pretty rare.
Okay, right, exactly. So what was it? What was a good practice for?
They responded the way they would respond in any emergency, and that's my point. And no matter whether they're sitting at the office or they're out on patrol or they're at the donut shop having a donut or at the fire station, we still have to pay their wages.
Ed, I give you credit. You have come up with the most interesting call of the day. I did not expect to hear somebody say that this was good practice for the police, for first responders, that chasing a balloon UFO is a good way of spending taxpayer money and a good way for first responders to practice for the next balloon UFO chase. Thank you for that. The most interesting call of the morning. I wake up every day and I wonder if it can get more ridiculous. And every day I am somehow surprised that it does get more ridiculous. And it's the same thing sometimes with calls. Sometimes I can't believe we'll get more ridiculous calls, and sometimes I wake up, or sometimes we get a call that just sets the bar. Thanks, Ed. Thanks for your call. 8:51 here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. We're talking more about the satellite UFO balloon controversy, Balloon Boy, and we'll take more of your calls. We'll also play the follow-up question that Wolf Blitzer asked the boy when he said, "We did it all for the show." You'll hear the father, Richard Heaney, kind of freak out and stutter a little bit. It's, again, more telling circumstantial evidence. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
You got it, Dave. Crash northbound I-25 just before Alameda. Small delays right there around Lincoln, and that is going to break loose there after 6th Avenue. Southbound are struggling up in North Bend and Thornton, 104th to 84th, and again from 48th Avenue around to 17th Ave. Also got a couple crashes on I-70 westbound around C-470. Eastbound, a rollover crash near the Morrison exit. Your forecast should be mostly sunny, maybe a little breezy. Afternoon highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow, sunny with a high of 68, and on Sunday, a high of 75. Our current downtown temperature is 45 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Upshaw Mini, now offering special 1.9% APR financing through November 2nd on all 2009 Mini models, including the Mini Convertible. Learn more at RalphShopMini.com.
Coming up Friday on the Tom Hartman Program, you're invited to join me for Brunch with Bert.
I didn't become Magic Johnson overnight. I had to set goals and go for them. If your goal is getting the best for your family, Rent-A-Center puts it in easy reach. Choose from top-name brands like Sony, Ashley, Whirlpool, and more with no credit checks, no credit needed. And Rent-A-Center backs it all with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Because sometimes we need a little assist with our goals.
Money-back guarantee must be exercised within the first week of possession. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
If you could find a receptionist that's very professional, never late or sick, takes no lunches or vacations, and works for about a dollar an hour, would you hire them? Well, now you can. Introducing the Intelligent Assistant from Intelligent Office. Just forward your calls to our professionals who then screen, announce, and seamlessly connect that call to your office, your cell, anywhere. And no, this is not an answering service. This is a friendly person trained by you to be a member of your staff for that phone call. Now you'll get the important calls anywhere, and we'll take care of the routine ones. So if you need a receptionist to cover those lunches, sick days, or vacations, or if you want to reduce costs and add professionalism, hire an Intelligent Assistant. Call 303-447-9000. Grow your business intelligently with assistance from IntelligentOffice.com. 303-447-9000.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
We're always there. Spur the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I'm a Broncos fanatic, and I want to know about every play and every player from experts who know the score at the Denver Post. Mike Kliss, Lindsey Jones, and Jeff Langwell eat and breathe this stuff. I get breaking Broncos news, player profiles, scouting reports, game-by-game previews, and expert post-game analysis. And I want to know how to connect with other fans, so I check out the daily All Things Broncos blog at DenverPost.com. From NFL to local prep sports, the Post has the action covered. When I want to know, I turn to the Denver Post.
Then listen to what Steve from Minneapolis says about Neurostin.
I'm 51 and was feeling off my game. The young guys at my office, they're sharp. Meanwhile, I was having trouble. Forgetting names and important information, I've got to stay competitive. This is my life we're talking about. So when my wife saw an article about Neurostin, she called for a free trial.
Neurostin is a scientific breakthrough with clinically proven ingredients that can dramatically improve your memory, focus, and concentration and help reverse years of memory loss. Call in the next 10 minutes for a free supply. 1-800-900-3880.
Neurostin helps me keep up with the best of them. My memory's what it was 15 years ago.
A better memory's just a phone call away. Call now to try all-natural Neurostin risk-free while supplies last. For your free trial, call 1-800-900-3880 in the next 10 minutes and tell the operator you want to improve your memory for free. 1-800-900-3880. 1-800-900-3880.
856 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the national news, we're going to play the clip of the father, Richard Heaney, stuttering all over himself when pressed on the question of whether this was a hoax. We'll also do a little news of the weird, and then we're going to shift directions. We got an author coming on talking about the streak of authoritarianism in American politics. and an update on a story about Wall Street reform and how one local congressman may be working to gut it. One of our members of Congress here playing a critical role in trying to gut reform. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Chris in Denver. Chris, you're on AM 760.
Hey, man. Listen to you a lot. You're great.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I was checking out the conservative side of this as well. I bought back and forth, although I'm a staunch Democrat. And they're all saying the same type of thing, but there's something I think that's being looked over, is that Monday morning when this kid has to go back to school, he's going to be traumatized. I mean, he's got people laughing at him now. Imagine what the people in school are going to be doing to him. I mean, I'll bet you his parents are going to wish he had single-payer counseling, you know?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's... I didn't even think about that. That's definitely true. If the kid was used as a prop, right, what are the ramifications for the kid? I mean, I don't know. Again, I don't want to go as far as saying that it was a hoax. But you're right. I mean, this is the question that always comes up with kids in the media, right? Like, what are the ramifications for them when things like this happen?
Falcon needs to go through life now being called Balloon Boy, Dave.
That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, maybe that's not as bad. I mean, his name is Falcon. I mean, you know, like maybe Balloon Boy, and some people might think that's better. All right, stick around. We're going to play this CNN clip. It's gonna blow your mind. You got to hear this guy after the national news.
Mario Solis Marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show.
The District Court of Palmetto County is now in session. Judge James K. O'Connor presiding.
Counsel, you may present your opening arguments.
Thank you, Your Honor. Allow me to begin by saying...
Case dismissed.
What? I object.
Overruled. I have just received evidence of a Comcast sale with unprecedented savings for everyone. Court is adjourned.
A Comcast sale just popped up, and you can get our best price right now on Comcast Digital Cable. Just $29.99 a month for 12 months. So hurry and call 1-800-COMCAST to get thousands of on-demand choices in crystal clear picture and sound. Plus, there's no installation fee. But make it fast, because our special price of $29.99 a month for 12 months ends soon. So call 1-800-COMCAST today.
Offer ends 10/27/09. Restrictions apply. Limited to digital starter for new residential customers. 1-year contract required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, custom installation taxes, and franchise fees extra.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The commander-in-chief is coming under fire from a vets group. The Veterans of Foreign Wars is urging President Obama to step up the pace of deciding where to take his Afghanistan policy. And the VFW's Jerry Newberry says the group believes Mr. Obama should follow the advice of his generals in pursuing a course that would bolster the morale of the troops in the field.
They need to know that our government is behind them, is going to provide them the resources they need to complete their mission.
The monthly death toll in Afghanistan has climbed to 25, with word today that four American troops in the southern part of the country have been killed in a roadside bombing. A UN-backed electoral commission is almost certain to conclude that a presidential runoff will be necessary because Hamid Karzai failed to win the necessary 50% of the vote in the recent disputed election. CBS News Afghan analyst Jerry Van Dyke says the prospect of a second round of balloting is not likely to speed President Obama's decision-making process on the war.
I think it will delay a decision for at least a while and truly complicate situations on the ground. Security will undoubtedly get worse. It's going to start snowing in the mountains by early November.
Now, the father of a Colorado boy thought to have been carried off by a runaway balloon yesterday says it was no stunt.
That's horrible. I mean, you know, after the crap we just went through, No.
Richard Heaney says it's extremely pathetic, in his words, to think the family would have concocted a hoax while the balloon was chased across the state. Six-year-old Falcon Heaney was hiding in the garage attic. Got raw milk? There is a growing debate over the benefits and risks of drinking unpasteurized milk, which is legal for human consumption in more than two dozen states. Among the passionate advocates of raw milk is Weston Price Foundation President Sally Fallon Morrell.
It's more digestible, less likely to be allergenic. The nutrients are absorbed more easily, taste better.
And Morrell says demand is growing. On the other side of the argument is the Food and Drug Administration, which says because the milk hasn't been heated, it can harbor potentially dangerous germs. A closer look at a popular laser eye procedure, the Food and Drug Administration is going to investigate LASIK after receiving 140 reports of problems between 1998 and 2006. New York University ophthalmologist Robert Seikert believes the outcome of the probe will help people weigh the risks as well as the benefits of having the procedure.
Getting feedback from patients and then investigating that is a critical step in trying to make any procedure or medication even safer or better.
Well, after surging above 10,000 on Wednesday, the Dow has fallen back. As the week comes to a close right now, the Dow down about 114 points to around 99.50. Market analyst Eugene Peroni says it is time for a pause.
I think that it does indicate that investors are going to take a deep breath here right now, reappraise some of their positions, and make some adjustments.
Among the negative factors weighing on the market, larger than expected losses at Bank of America and a lackluster earnings report from GE. This is CBS News.
Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale kicks off with incredible two-day specials Thursday and Friday. Michael Kors wool suits, $169.99. Michael Kors dress shirts, $19.99. Designer sports coats, $69.99. Macy's private brand raincoats, $69.99. Macy's private brand dress shoes, $39.99. Hurry in for great specials Thursday and Friday at Macy's Men's Wardrobe Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices.
Are you looking to hire experienced software and hardware engineers, DBAs, storage engineers, project managers? Then look to Dice.com. For over 17 years, Dice, the number one online technology job board, has focused exclusively on tech jobs. Post your open technology positions on Dice to access the best tech talent. Or search through thousands of resumes from qualified engineering and tech professionals from all across the country. Visit Dice.com. Dice.com.
I'm David Cahill with an AM 760 local news update.
I couldn't sleep last night, and I'm still overwhelmed for what happened yesterday to up to now.
Mayumi Heaney talking about the ordeal surrounding her six-year-old son, Falcon. His disappearance spawned a massive search when his parents thought he'd climbed into their experimental helium balloon and taken off.
Sure enough, he got in, but obviously he got out.
Richard Heaney, relieved after his son emerged from a hiding place in the attic. Some are skeptical about whether the child was ever really missing. Larimer County Sheriff Jim Alderden.
My investigators that were on the scene all day yesterday with the family, very experienced at reading body language for nonverbal communication, you know, the tell signs, all of that. They were absolutely convinced that this was legitimate.
Nonetheless, Alderden will talk again today with the family. Taxpayers will likely pick up the tab for the search and rescue effort that spanned more than 50 miles. Initial data from a government oversight board shows that on paper, Colorado gained the most jobs of any state in the first months of President Obama's stimulus program, although many of those jobs were temporary. Sports, the Phillies beat the Dodgers 8-6 in the first game of the NLCS, and the Avs beat Montreal 3-2. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm David Cale. Now Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where a late crash, northbound I-25, that happened right around Alameda, responsible for some leftover delays underneath those bridges. Westbounders on 36, a little bit sluggish approaching Wadsworth. Same deal on 270 just before Vasquez. Outside the metro, they've just mopped up a crash in the foothills that occurred on I-70 right around that Morrison exit. That one did cause some late slowing that lasted for about 45 minutes. Time for a quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a mild day temperature-wise with a high of about 63 and sunny skies, currently 44. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Do you know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
AM 760 has the J. Marvin Show, mornings at 6.
Your calls do count.
I wanted to say I love your show.
This is worth being late for work.
Ed Schultz, mornings at 10.
Not brain surgery.
Then it's Tom Hartman, afternoons at 1.
Patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and freedom.
freedom.
Mario comes your way at 4.
The American dream is still alive.
And Randy Rhodes evenings at 7.
It's unbelievable.
This is AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
One thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk.
I'm going to live up to that billing on Monday when we talk to Ed Perlmutter. He is on he's in the doghouse in my mind for what he's trying to do, what he's involved in trying to do on Wall Street reform. We're going to get to that. It's going to piss you off. I guarantee it. What is going on Wall Street reform, what Congressman Perlmutter is involved in on the effort on Wall Street reform. We're going to get to that at around 9:30, and he's going to be in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo on Monday. Finishing up our discussion here about Balloon Boy. Oh, right. I should have mentioned that. We are... Perlmutter will be on our show on Monday at 8:30. So tune in for that. And at 9:30 today, I will fill you in on exactly what the issue is, what he is involved in on Wall Street reform. But before we get to that, to finish up our discussion about the Balloon Boy, and you might be asking, well, you know, why are you spending so much time on this? Right. What? If you think that the media coverage of this was too much, why are you spending so much time on this? And my answer to that question is that it could be a teachable moment. I think it is a teachable moment. If we look at what happened yesterday and ask the right questions, it could be a teachable moment. By that I mean it forces us to ask some questions that are uncomfortable. Why, for instance, were we all glued to our television? What were we actually waiting to see? Why was it so important to so many people? Why does it make good TV? Is it just because we're all voyeurs? Some part of our brain wanted to see the kid fall out of the sky? What is it about that makes such good TV? Another question. Why is nobody asking the resource question? Why, when stuff like this happens, is nobody saying, hey, we're in a budget crisis here. We're wasting hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of dollars on this. And when it ends up being a non-story, why does nobody ask those resource questions? Here's another question. What kind of a joke is our journalistic culture that when it finds out that this is a non-story, when it finds out that the kid was in the attic, it continues to cover this? As if it's a real news story instead of saying, okay, we got had. So the reason we're spending this time this morning talking about this is because the frivolity of this story, the ultimate frivolity of the story, is a reflection, I think, on all of us. It makes us ask questions, or it should make us ask questions about ourselves. Now, before we get back to the phones, I want to play this clip from CNN. You'd heard the earlier clip, the initial interview with the family, where the son, Balloon Boy, when they ask him, well, why did you, when you heard people calling your name, why didn't you answer? And he said, because he was hiding in the attic for the show, suggesting that this was a deliberate attempt to create a media spectacle, that this wasn't any accident. The father was then asked about this in a subsequent interview. Here is how he responded.
You said to him, Falcon, why didn't you come out? And Falcon said, you guys said that, we did this for the show. And you said, what did he mean, we did this for the show?
I had no idea. I think he was talking about the media. I'd been asking him a lot of questions. So somebody had asked him that question earlier.
You want to ask him now? I don't know if he can hear me. What he meant by what he said, we did this for the show? You want to ask Falcon?
Falcon, they want to know why you were in the attic, okay, for so long, and why you... Say it again.
Why he said, at least he said, we did this for the show, in explaining why he didn't come out of the attic.
Let me interrupt this real quick, because I think I can see the direction you guys are hedging on this, because earlier you had asked the police officer some questions. The media out front, we weren't even going to do this interview. And I'm kind of appalled after all of the feelings that I went through, up and down, that you guys are trying to suggest something else, okay? I'm really appalled, because they said out in front that this would be the end and I wouldn't have to be bothered for the rest of the week with any shows or anything. So we said, okay, fine, we'll do this. So I'm kind of appalled that you guys would say something like that.
We're not asking anything unusual. You were asked earlier about if this was a publicity stunt. You say it wasn't. The police say it wasn't. The rescue operation say it wasn't. The only thing I just wanted to clarify why Falcon had said earlier we did this for the show, and I just wanted to clarify. I didn't understand what he was referring to.
Well, you know, we were on Weisskopf a couple of times, so the camera crews out there, I would imagine, they'd ask him a couple of questions in reference to this, and I believe, you know, he meant something to do with that.
So, not really an answer, right? Not really an answer. In fact, a stuttering, blathering, at some points, angry response that he's even being asked this question. Again, suggesting that maybe this was, in fact, a hoax. What do you think? 303-713-7600. We'll go to the phones. Got a couple open lines. 303-713-7600. We'll go to Justin in Boulder. Justin, you're on AM760.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Great. I was just, I had a thought that if this was a hoax, then why were our law enforcement and people in charge, authorities and so forth, why were they duped so easily? These people are supposedly, you know, taking care of us, keeping us from terrorists and so on.
Well, you know, I think that, I mean, I think there's a, that's an interesting question. First and foremost, we don't know it was a hoax. So it's hard to weigh that hypothetical. But I think also, even if it was a hoax, I mean, how are they supposed to detect that? In the sense of what kind of due diligence, you know, could they do? You know what I'm saying? I mean, like, if time was of the essence?
True.
You know, what were they supposed to do? I mean, they didn't have time. I mean, that's what a first responder is. You know, they respond first and then they sort of ask questions later.
True.
And actually, you know, you bring up an interesting point in the sense that at some level, society still has to work based on trust, right? I mean, in the sense that our society doesn't work and society breaks down if we can't trust that when somebody, for instance, calls the police, they actually need the police. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is,
yeah,
and this is,
really
it really
point.
Speaks to a breakdown of,
yeah.
I mean, the fact, I'll put it this way, the fact that that we're even saying it could be a hoax, right? The fact that it's, you know, it's not unfair to ask whether it was a hoax suggests that trust has already broken down in our society in a deeper way already. Because, you know, I'm not trying to idealize the past, but if it's legitimate to ask whether this was a hoax, we're saying, look, there are people out there, many people out there, who will abuse the trust that society is based on in order to get media attention. I mean, that is not a stretch. And the fact that that's not a stretch suggests something very, very sick about our culture. Hey, thanks for the call, man. Chris in Denver, you're on AM760. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, Dave? I just want to say, first of all, you rule, brother.
Hey, thanks,
and
man.
I'm so glad you brought this up, because all my friends instant messaged me. My father called me. Oh, did you hear about the balloon kid? Oh, he's up in your area, blah, blah, blah. I said, who cares? If that was me, My dad would have spanked the crap out of me. Don't get in my balloon. I said, if he falls out, he dies. If he doesn't, he should get spanked and get grounded.
Well, so why do you
why
think,
are we wasting our time on this?
Why do you think everybody was so... Why do you think so many people were, like, glued to the television?
Well, I just think people... Maybe they need a break from everything that's going on. Because there's some really serious things that we need to keep track of. And that's what I was telling everybody else. Like, this is a local news story at best.
I mean, so basically what you're saying, and I think you're right, is that this is a big, giant societal hit off the media bong.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me take a hit off the bong. Let me just sort of go into a fantasy land that's not, you know, a little break from reality.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's right. It's like media as a drug.
Yeah.
And they're... go ahead.
Well, I'm sorry, but maybe they needed a, you know, they needed a break from, because the healthcare issues, everything else, it's very serious. You hear about it every day. And it's something that you know, we as a society and as people are trying to get more politically conscious. They have to really, you know, keep track of. And then something like this hits, and it's like you said, it's like taking a hit off of that bong. They're getting some type of escape.
That's exactly right. And I think, you know, somebody brought up Elian Gonzalez. Remember the whole controversy over the child from Cuba and whether he should be brought back to Cuba. I have less of a problem when these individualized stories, when they are nationalized in a way that brings up a broader, bigger issue, right? Like the Elian Gonzalez issue brought up U.S.-Cuba relations. Right, it was a microcosm of U.S.-Cuba relations. This story, there's no microcosm. It's just the sensation of the balloon and the potential for the kid to get on a live shot, a kid falling out of the sky at 1,000 feet. There's no broader implication. So I think it's important that if we're going to tune into this, and everybody's talking about it today, that we at least try to bring it back and try to ask questions that are actually substantive. What does this bring up that is substantive? And I think it's, you know, our voyeuristic culture and a media that doesn't really want to focus on serious issues. A society, as you said, that doesn't want to focus on real issues. A society that's glued to the television on something like this but doesn't really pay attention to healthcare or global climate change, because this is a giant hit off of a media bong, a giant hit off a bond that lets us go into escapism. You're absolutely right. Hey, thanks for the call, man. 919 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, if you haven't gotten enough News of the Weird, we'll do our little News of the Weird. Oh, no, we won't do our News of the Weird segment. My bad. I messed up the clock. After the break. Sorry. Captain Turk is looking at me like I'm crazy.
I'm just telling you no.
I know, but no. It was my bad.
I didn't want to jump in and say, no, you're wrong.
No, but I was wrong.
Back-to-back guests coming up.
I know. You gotta let me know if I'm wrong. Well, you did let me know if I'm right, but feel free to jump in and let
me
know.
You got it, man. Look at that rundown. We got two great guests coming up.
Yeah. 9:20. Okay, right. So after the break, my bad. After the break, we're going to be talking to an author about a new book, his new book, about an authoritarian streak in our society. How we talk a lot about democracy, but when you actually look at the data about where we are, you know, polling data, psychological data, there is a very serious anti-democratic authoritarian streak in our society. We'll talk to him, and then after that, we'll check in with an expert on Wall Street reform. Now, I know that sounds boring, but what's interesting, and I'm telling you, you got to stick around for this. One of our congresspeople here in Colorado is potentially part of a faction in Congress that is trying to really do some nasty things on Wall Street reform. So stick around for that after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. We still have this crash northbound I-25 south of Alameda. Stop and go just for a couple miles from Lincoln up to 6th Avenue. Also a couple new crashes on the surface streets, Parker and Hamden, one at Peoria on I-70. And rest of the drive really shaping up. It's been a pretty mellow commute for us. Just seeing some residual traffic on southbound I-25, I-70 past Spear, and in Aurora, southbound 225 Parker Road down to the Tech Center merge. Forecast, mixed sun and clouds, breezy, mild, highs of around 62 degrees. Right now, 49 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
October is National Donut Month, and that means a whole month of eating donuts guilt-free. To help you do it, King Soopers offers more than...
Why just talk about climate change? Let Radiance Corporation install solar, geothermal, and radiant systems for your home or business. Geothermal heats your home four times more efficiently than with gas or propane, reducing your heating bills up to 75%. And Radiance can help solar power your geothermal heating system. Plus, you may qualify for a 30% tax credit on certain geothermal equipment. Solar, geothermal, and radiant systems. A winning combination for the environment. Reduce your carbon footprint and your utility bills. Tap into Colorado's renewable energy abundance. Visit Radiance at coloradco.com.
My name is Rianne, and I'm a healer, clairvoyant, and empath. Everyone I read for tells me that I've confirmed something they've already known, but were afraid to see. Sometimes I have to tell people things they don't want to hear, but if I don't tell them, I am not helping them, and they will not trust me unless I'm honest.
At California Psychics, we thoroughly test our psychics to make sure they're professional, have real gifts, and communicate clearly. Plus, we have over 175 psychics to choose from.
California Psychics look for psychics with experience who are confident in their abilities. They're very selective and have very high standards.
And California Psychics promises that if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit californiapsychics.com.
I really look inside people deeply to find their deepest truth. I'm gently helping people go to the next level of where they need to be in life. It's so rewarding helping people. It's a very uplifting feeling.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit californiapsychics.com. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
I had a great idea at work yesterday. So, I gathered my A-team to meet online using WebEx. I passed the ball
to Carol in Atlanta, and I created some killer graphics. Then, I passed the ball to
Taz in San Jose because I write the code that makes their ideas work online. Then I passed the ball to
Logan in Cambridge. I'm kind of the keeper of cool. And hey, it was cool.
So now, my idea wasn't just an idea. It was our hot new product line, created by our national development team.
Spread across three time zones.
And we couldn't have done it without passing the ball.
Using WebEx, the only way to pass the ball online.
Pass the ball. Get your ideas rolling. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code TIME to get a free trial and a free retractable VoIP headset. Remember that code, TIME. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com. Free headsets available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With assistance from intelligentoffice.com. 303-447-9000.
Time 24 here on AM760 Progressive Talk. Finally, the weekend is almost here. I'm definitely going to try to have a nice weekend, although I'll end up working most of it. But not tonight. Tonight I'm going to, I think I'm going to the Fillmore with my buddy Mason Tavert, friend of the show, friend of mine personally. He works for Colorado Safer, and we're going to go see the Dark Star Orchestra, the Grateful Dead tribute band at the Fillmore. Very psyched about that. Authoritarianism in American politics. What does that mean? Talk a lot on this show about democracy and really the lack of democracy and how we don't really live in a real democracy. And one of the reasons I think why we don't live in a real democracy, or one of the consequences of not living in a real democracy, is the fact that there is a deep strain of authoritarianism. And authoritarianism really is the kind of the opposite of democracy. And on the line with us now, we have Professor Jonathan Weiler. He's got a new book out called Authoritarianism and Polarization in Contemporary American Politics. He is a professor of international studies at UNC Chapel Hill. His first book, Human Rights in Russia, was published in 2004. You can find his work at jonathanweiler.com. Professor Wiley, thanks for taking the time this morning.
Thanks, David, for having me.
Okay, so people hear authoritarianism, they hear democracy. These are sort of abstract terms. In your mind, what does authoritarianism mean?
Well, we tried in the book to, in some ways, narrow our definition of authoritarianism. So, you know, in past studies of authoritarianism, I think there's been a tendency to see it as this sort of psychopathological tendency that affects every aspect of a person's thinking. seeing outlook, et cetera. And what we try to say is it has a specific sort of political and cognitive meaning. So cognitively, we think that those who are more authoritarian-minded are more likely to see the world in black and white terms, more likely to want simple solutions to problems, more averse to thinking in terms of complexity and gray and things like that. And obviously that has important political implications for the kinds of policies they prefer, the kinds of leaders they prefer. And then I guess the second thing I would say that I do think is very central to the authoritarian personality or more authoritarian-minded folks is a tendency toward ethnocentrism, aversion to difference, whether it's about gays, African-Americans, immigrants, et cetera.
What when I hear authoritarianism, I think of what's the word I'm looking at? It's like compliance. It's that people want to, they don't want necessarily self-determinative power. They don't want democratic power. That people don't want, almost they don't want the responsibility of what it means to live in a democracy where we're all engaged, we're all making decisions, we're all part of the decision-making process. That really we kind of want to be organized around the sort of, as I've used the term, the dear leader. Right, this the idea of, and in this country's case, the president, that the president, we just elect a president, and then, you know, he or she will make the right decision, and that's all, you know, that's, they are the authoritarian. Is in your research, because your book is filled with you know, empirical research about this, is that one of the consequences of authoritarianism in this country, this sort of increased deference to and vesting all our hopes in the president as a superhero?
Well, you know, David, it's actually an interesting question. We wrestled a lot, actually, when we were writing the book with even using the term authoritarianism. And the reason we wrestled with the term is that, of course, the core of the term is authority. And I think when the term was first being developed to explain, for example, fascism, you know, during World War II and mass support for fascism, deference to authority, deference to leaders was a key part of the concept. And we think that the relationship between authoritarians and authority is a little more complicated than that. So, for example, if you look at the political landscape today, the people who will score very high in authoritarianism, they will be anything but deferent to the current president of the United States. In fact, they hate his guts. And so I think there are obviously circumstances under which more authoritarian-minded folks will be highly deferential to leaders, but only if those leaders have certain kinds of qualities.
And what are those qualities?
Well, and so that gets back to a little bit what I said a moment ago about some of these cognitive dimensions. So I think somebody who projects a sense that the world is can be clearly and simply understood. So, for example, you know, there's a fight between good and evil, and there's a very clear and simple way to fight that fight against evil. And if we have, by contrast, a president who is, rhetorically speaking, talking in terms of nuance and complexity, and we need to negotiate, and we can't just use force in every circumstance to resolve our problems, I think those who are more authoritarian-minded are going to be very uncomfortable with that kind of leadership.
So basically, they'll be uncomfortable with a leader who reflects the actual real-world complexity of the real world.
Well, that is certainly one way of saying it, yes.
I wonder, and again, on the line with us is Professor Jonathan Weiler. His new book, Authoritarianism and Polarization in Contemporary American Politics. He's a professor at University of North Carolina. And I wonder how much of this is on both the right and left. I mean, clearly, it's pretty obvious that, you know, the ditto head phenomenon with Rush Limbaugh, the sort of lockstep unity that the right and the conservatives show behind, or have shown, I guess that might be changing a little bit with the Tea Parties, but have shown behind the Republican Party,
yeah.
George W. Bush, that's pretty clearly, you know, there's an authoritarian streak there. But I wonder, yeah. You know, on this show we talk a lot about you know, when you bring up anything about President Obama, if you criticize him, or if you call him into question from a progressive perspective, you know, you're not Rush Limbaughing him. You're saying, you know, I think he's not doing being as strong on, you know, Wall Street reform, for instance, yeah. As you get a lot of people who call up and they sort of echo this idea, an idea that, hey, we all got to fall in line and support the president. In your research, in your estimation, has this become both a left and right phenomenon, or has it always been a nonpartisan phenomenon? You there?
There is certainly some of what you're talking about. You know, some people have referred to support for Obama and sort of these cult of personality
right.
terms. And certainly there's no denying that that phenomenon exists. And I guess what I would say is that, you know, from our perspective, given our understanding of authoritarianism, which is really more in terms of these cognitive dimensions and in terms of this aversion to difference, let's call it.
Mm-hmm.
I would say that what you will find on the left is relatively little authoritarianism as we define it. Now, that does not mean that there aren't folks on the left who, you know, you might think and I might think have undue deference to Obama's wisdom and judgment, et cetera. But in some senses, what we're saying is, that's not really how we're defining authoritarianism. You know, it's in terms of these other elements that we're describing.
It's more of the outlook about issues, how simple or complex the world is.
Exactly.
And that leads me to my final question, which is, how much, in your estimation, does the media play a role in this? I mean, the media tends to reward, and in two different ways. The media rewards a quote-unquote crystal clear worldview, an overly simplistic worldview, for two reasons. One, they've got, they've got these 5-minute news segments, so it's easier to express, you know, a less nuanced policy position, even if it reflects the real world. But the other part is, I think, is that there's some ideology there. That the media, it's not just that they need to fit something into a soundbite, it's that there's a lot of folks, especially in the national media, who tend to bill simplicity as strength and nuance as weakness. Do you agree with that? And I wonder how much you think the media plays a role in creating this tilt towards authoritarianism in the American public.
Actually, I think the media plays an important role. Let me just back up quickly on your first point and say, you know, I think more academic studies just of news reporting and soundbites suggest that, you know, whereas in the 1970s the average soundbite on a newscast was 30 seconds from a politician, now it's like 8 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we're increasingly compressing the time where anybody can express an idea in anything but the most simple terms imaginable. So that's absolutely one dimension of this. I think another dimension, I think to some degree, David, you're right that it's ideological, and to some degree, I guess I think of it more almost in stylistic terms, that the media does seem to be, or a lot of the mainstream media, not everybody, but a lot of the mainstream media does seem attracted to this kind of square-jawed, sort of alpha male persona. And I think that's related to some of the things we're talking about. And I think one other thing I would say is that I think this is one way that the media has really failed America very badly, and is that they have failed to, in their sort of mindless he said, she said way of reporting things, I think they have really failed to appreciate the degree to which the right in this country has really become increasingly extreme. So the false equivalencies between, you know, a video that appeared on MoveOn.org's website that referred to Hitler 7 years ago that was taken down as soon as it was, you know, discovered that it was on there, that it did not represent MoveOn's views at all, is somehow the left-wing equivalent of the absolutely routine references to Obama as Hitler or Stalin. Tucker Carlson, referring to that video in New Jersey of the kids singing, said this is real Khmer Rouge stuff. And this is coming from high-profile right-wing leaders with audiences in the millions.
Right, who have the sort of the aura of establishment, quote unquote, serious credibility. That's
exactly.
that's a really important point. The way that the debate in setting up that false equivalency has just shoved the entire debate more towards, as you suggest, the authoritarian right. Jonathan yeah. Weiler, his new book, Authoritarianism and Polarization in Contemporary American Politics, his blog, www.jonathanweiler.com. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning. Really, really appreciate it. Really, really interesting topic.
Thank you, David.
9:37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll finally fill you in on that Wall Street reform story and how one of our members of Congress, one of our Democratic members of Congress, may be playing a very pernicious role in trying to gut real Wall Street reform. We're going to get an update from one of the leading economic thinkers in the United States. He's been on this show before. We're also going to talk about why Goldman Sachs' numbers, the big profits it reported this week. Everyone said, oh, it's great, great for the economy. Why it may not be so great for the economy. So stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic starting to shape up for us around the city. No problems on C-470 on the south end. Our lone highway accident northbound I-25 at Alameda. Small delays, though, just back around Lincoln. Also crashes at Peoria at I-70 and one at Parker and Hamden. Really a pretty nice commute for us this morning. Nothing to complain about right now except for that crash in northbound 25. That's causing some, not lengthy, but thick delays there. Your forecast, mix of sun and clouds, breezy and mild. Look for a high around 62 degrees today. Right now, 52 in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
There's nothing in the world like it. Changing your own oil. And Advance Auto Parts has 5 quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a Purolator Classic oil filter for $14.99 to help you succeed. See store for details. Advance Auto Parts. We'll help you keep the wheels turning.
I can tell when a child has a fever just by touching their cheek.
I can hear a sleeping child cough through 3 closed doors. I can make chicken noodle soup that has healing powers.
I can take better care of my family by taking care of myself.
With Walmart's unbeatable prices on over-the-counter products from Robitussin to Advil to Nature Made Vitamins, moms can do anything. Save money, live better. Walmart. We will match the price of any local competitor's print ad for an identical product. See store for details. Use only as directed.
Are you tired of continually spending money on cleaning products that are bad for you and the environment? A one-time purchase of the Our Clean World microfiber cloth infused with silver will last an average of 6 years. With our revolutionary cloth, your impact on the planet is minimal and your savings is huge. We love our cloth for cleaning counters, tile, floors, bathtubs, showers, glass, mirrors, even your car and your pet. Click on our banner ad right now, locate it on your Listen Live player, or visit OurCleanWorld.com.
Join EnviroTest Air Care Colorado's Sportique Scooters and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today.
Damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
While supplies last, everybody has a sleep number. Find yours before our Columbus Day sale ends on October 18th at only one place. A Sleep Number Center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number Centers are in most major malls, including Northfield at Stapleton, Flatiron Crossing, and Park Meadows.
Right now, the Home Depot has 15% off select special order windows and doors from top brands like Geldwin and Feather River. Many are Energy Star rated for lower energy bills. That's savings you can put toward a programmable thermostat or better insulation, which should give you a nice warm feeling inside your wallet. 15% off select special order windows and doors. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through October 21st, U.S. only. See store for details.
Join EnviroTest Air Care Colorado's Sportique Scooters and the Maintenance Matters Coalition to help reduce air pollution in the metro area. How? Go to aircarecolorado.com and register to win $350 in vehicle maintenance. Yep, it's that simple. Maintenance does matter. Register and start saving today.
I'll pay you to read this book. The truth is, this book is so essential to surviving in this insane economy, I'll give you an early 1900 silver dollar free just for ordering this book. Hi, I'm Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metals investing firms. So why would Midas give you a free collectible silver dollar for ordering this book? Because you need to know the truth about surviving in this economy. With trillions of your tax dollars being handed out like bailout candy, you know this will impact your wallet today, tomorrow, and at retirement. This book explains it all. In fact, Congressman Ron Paul said this book is what every American needs to know. So while others are trying to survive this economic meltdown, learn how to flourish. Order your book right now, and Midas Resources will send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Ed Perlmutter, Congressman Ed Perlmutter, will be in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo at 8:30 on Monday. And he is playing, potentially, an increasingly pernicious role on Wall Street reform. The story out all week is about the effort to gut real Wall Street reform. The big story in the financial press is an effort by a group of members of Congress who have taken a lot of money from Wall Street, including Congressman Perlmutter, to turn the Obama administration's Wall Street reform bill into a Wall Street giveaway. Specifically, we're talking about a proposal whereby the Obama administration has said it will set minimum regulatory standards with the federal government, minimum bank regulations, which states can then go further if they want. If Colorado wants to better regulate the banks, it would be allowed to do so. What a group of Democrats, including Congressman Perlmutter, are trying to do is make those a federal maximum. So to take those minimal federal regulations, say those are the maximum regulations and states cannot go farther than that. So in other words, to take a Wall Street reform bill and make it a bill that prevents states, our state attorney general, our state legislature, our governor, from better regulating the big banks. It's really, really disgusting. And it's unfortunately really, really predictable. Joining us now here on AM 760 is Rob Johnson. He was the former top economist for the Senate Banking Committee. He's now the director of the Economic Policy Initiative for the Roosevelt Institution. Rob, you've been working on financial reform now for a while. You testified before the House Financial Services Committee. Tell us where you think things are right now. I mean, we're going to hear a lot that, oh, Wall Street reform is great, it's going well. In your mind, your objective viewpoint here, where are we at this stage in the game? Are things going in the right direction or the wrong direction? Because when I read a story about this effort to turn it into a way of preventing states from regulating the banks, I start to get nervous.
I believe, David, thanks for having me on. I believe you should be nervous. I think you should be nervous because what I've sensed, just as you described in the opening, is that a bunch of policy is being made that's being bought by the too big to fail banks that pertains to their most profitable area, the Department of Over-the-Counter or OTC derivatives. Things like credit default swaps and others that create this elaborate entanglement and spider web that the regulators, supervisors, examiners don't really know what to do with. And what's happening is the campaign contributions are flowing. Democrats in some of the swing districts, the so-called new Democrats that beat Republicans in 2006 and 2008, are scared, given where the economy is, given where the unemployment is, they're scared they're going to lose. So they're going out and trying to raise big war chests, but what they're doing is they're taking money from the people who created this problem, and they're creating loopholes big enough you could drive a 767 through, and they're leaving the financial system in the state, which I would call where the San Andreas Fault is continuing to exist, which is the interaction between too big to fail on the one hand and opaque complex derivatives on the other hand.
Well, people saw the headlines this week, Goldman Sachs making big money, J.P. Morgan, I believe, reported big earnings. The devil's advocate would say, hey, things are working now. You know, I mean, you know, the new Democrats who are putting these loopholes in, who are trying to restrict new regulations, they're right, because hey, the quote unquote too big to fail banks, hey, they're profitable now. What do you say to that?
Well, what I would say to that is, if you're building in the fault line of the next crisis, you're doing something reckless and dangerous. It's like a man who jumped off the Empire State Building in New York. On the way down, you open the window, you say, "How you doing?" He says, "Fine so far." He hasn't hit the bricks yet. Well, this economy and this structure and this leverage finance and the nourishment that all the bankers got from being guaranteed and bailed out is going to propel them to take more risk. And we're leaving the fault lines, like we're leaving that accident waiting to happen. Second thing I'd say, David, and this is obvious to everybody around the country, what's good for Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan is not necessarily good for America. It's not always, you know, either or. But right now, unemployment's rising in America. American people are doing worse. They're getting afraid. They've lost a lot of wealth. It's no consolation for 99.9% of Americans. A handful of firms that got bailed out last year are making record bonuses.
But what about the idea that you always hear from Republicans, which is that, you know, some, I don't know, what is it, 75, 80 million Americans are in some ways connected to the stock market, ultimately, if you're connected to the stock market, you're connected to those big banks through 401k plans, pension plans. I mean, what about the argument that every, quote-unquote, everyone's an investor now?
Well, I'd say that, first of all, you take the distribution of wealth, which has become much more skewed. The distribution of income has become much more skewed over the last 30 years. If I own, let's say, $5 of stock, and you own $20 billion of stock,
right,
literally we're both investors, but you're doing well and I'm not doing so well. So one has to be a little bit careful about when the stock market goes up, the people who have the most wealth are the ones doing best.
Real quickly here, before we gotta get out of here, what do you think? I mean, let's put it this way. Do you think we're past the point of no return in the effort to regulate and re-regulate Wall Street? Is the reform process, in your mind, dead, or is there still something positive that may come out of it?
I think that the Barney Frank bill on OTC derivatives has shocked a lot of very intelligent and honest people. And there will be a bit of a blowback against that rather divisive passage yesterday and the efforts to pretend that it was somehow conducive to authentic reform. You still have agricultural committees. You still have the Senate Agriculture and Banking Committee. I was on television this morning with Maria Cantwell, senator from Washington, and she was saying these shenanigans have to stop. I think there's a lot of embarrassment. There's a lot of resistance to come. Many people are going to go to the American Bankers Association meeting in Chicago, October 25th through the 27th, and protest. I think the temperature's still rising, and the legislature may feel at some point that it's a little bit unsafe to take these donations and pretend the American people don't see it coming.
Well, we will try our best on AM 760 to keep the temperature up, as you said. Rob Johnson, again, was the former top economist on the Banking Committee, the economic policy director of the Economic Policy Initiative for the Roosevelt Institute. Rob, keep us abreast of all this. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
My pleasure.
9:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we'll do our News of the Weird segment right before we head out for the weekend. So stick around. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Traffic back in shape for us. Still a little slow around downtown heading in northbound side due to an earlier crash at Alameda. Looks like that has been cleaned up and out of your way. Late crashes, Parker and Hamden, one at Peoria, just over I-70. But a pretty nice, quick commute for us this morning. Seems like it wrapped up about 8 o'clock this morning. Your forecast today should be mostly sunny, maybe a little bit breezy. Afternoon highs in the low 60s. Tomorrow, going to be sunny with a high of 68. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high of 75. Our current downtown temperature, 54 degrees. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
It's one of Goodyear's biggest sales of the year. And now through October 31st, you can get up to $50 by mail-in rebate when you buy a set of four select Goodyear tires. For details and to find a participating retailer, go to GoodyearDealers.com/Denver or call 1-877-GOODYEAR.
Our democracy.
That's Jared.
Hi, I'm Jane Seymour. My mother used to say, always keep your heart open. It's the only way to give and receive love. Those words inspired my new Open Hearts jewelry collection.
And now, you are invited to see the Open Hearts by Jane Seymour jewelry collection at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry. Priced from just under $50 to $1,300.
When your heart is open, love will always find its way in.
Find a Jared store or shop anytime at jared.com.
We're here 24 hours a day. It's private. If you take the cordless phone into your bedroom and shut the door, you can get a reading that is confidential and intimate because you're not face-to-face. I'm Marin with California Psychics. You can call up to keep that privacy, and we respect that privacy.
Over 500,000 people have connected with California Psychics on the phone because it offers them convenience, availability, privacy, and confidentiality. And they realize that you don't have to have a face-to-face reading to benefit from our psychics' insightfulness and honesty. Plus, California Psychics makes this promise. If your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free. Just call 1-800-PREDICT, 1-800-PREDICT, or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com.
We're always there, spur of the moment.
Call 1-800-PREDICT or visit CaliforniaPsychics.com for a phenomenal phone reading. That's 1-800-PREDICT. And if your psychic reading isn't the best you've ever had, it's free.
And your high-speed internet will have you yelling, yippee-i-o. And when the digital TV transition comes, you'll be ready. Call for your free installation, quick, seamless, with the best customer service in the business. 303-BUNDLES, 303-BUNDLES, or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
If you're in sales or own your own business, how long will it take you to find one really great sales prospect? A day? A week? A month? Well, what if you could make one 10-minute phone call and end up with 100 targeted prospects? And what if those prospects were yours for free? Give us 10 minutes, and we'll show you how to find 100 prospects just like your best customers. Here's the number, 1-800-700-5976. That's the number for Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted prospects. We'll find the right leads for you, no matter what you're selling or who you're selling to. And to prove it, we'll give you 100 targeted prospects for free. It all starts with a simple phone call. Simply tell us who your best customers are, and we'll find you more prospects like them. Don't waste a week trying to find one targeted prospect. Make one call and discover how to get 100 quality prospects. But you must call now, 1-800-700-5976. That's 1-800-700-5976.
That's the music for News of the Weird. A car alarm was blaring and there was a light moving around inside. A couple in the Colorado Mountain Estates subdivision near Florissant.
It's Florissant.
Florissant. I said it right the first time. My bad. Florissant. Thought someone was trying to steal their car early Wednesday when deputies from the Teller County Sheriff's Office responded at about 2:30 a.m. They discovered a bear in the car. So a bear tried to steal a car here in Colorado. CNN to disclose Castellano's healthcare industry ties a day after Media Matters revealed that CNN contributor Alex Castellanos' consulting firm is connected to the recent anti-healthcare reform ad blitz from the insurance industry. CNN has announced that they will now disclose Castellanos' ties. God forbid they should throw him off the air for trying to use the billing as an objective observer to push the insurance industry that was paying him. AP reports a former NFL star's statue has been returned to Western New York. A pilfered half-ton chainsaw carving of former Buffalo Bills running back Thurman Thomas has been returned to Western New York. Thomas gave his wooden likeness a kiss Thursday after a crane unloaded the 1,000-pound pine statue at a sports training facility in Elma. The statue was unveiled in a parking lot. A Canadian man has told police he and some friends later rescued the 8.5-foot statue from fans who were trying to burn it. Very nice. The London Times reports that men are now, the study finds that men are 7 times more likely than women to leave a seriously ill partner. God, men are such jerks sometimes. 7 times more jerks than women, I guess, according to this study. A newfangled pogo stick soars 9 feet in the air. The BOGO, B-O-W-G-O, uses not an old spring, so yesterday, but a new spring, a new fiberglass bow of high tensile strength. You can jump 9 feet in the air on that thing. Be careful. It's probably not for kids. Although we've been learning here in Colorado, I guess UFO balloons are for kids. Why not a 9-foot pogo stick? Speed of thought to speech traced in our brains in just 600 milliseconds. The human brain can think of a word, apply the rules of grammar to it, and send it to the mouth to be spoken. For the first time, researchers have traced this lightning-fast sequence and broken it down into distinct steps. How fake treatment reduces real pain. People who think a placebo treatment for pain is working, in fact, experience reduced pain signaling in their spinal cord, according to a new study. So it's not just mental. Well, I guess it is mental, but there's a physical reason why placebos will reduce pain if you think it's going to reduce your pain. And the final news of the weird story, members of an animal rights group were the victims of sniper fire during a protest in Los Angeles on Saturday, and are offering a $5,000 reward for information leading to the arrest of the shooter. Seems sort of to prove the, maybe not the animal rights activist message correct, but at least the message about violence. If you're protesting violence and bloodshed and you start getting shot at, you're sort of proving the reason why you need those kinds of protests. That's your news of the weird. What a day. What a week. I mean, I can't believe this week ended with the Balloon Boy. I can't believe Balloon Boy is now going to be part of the pop culture lexicon.
Like you said earlier, man, I mean, or a caller brought it up, poor kid's got to be, going to be abused at school, probably going to go for the rest of his life being known as Balloon Boy.
You know what? I got to say, at the end of this broadcast,
thanks to his father.
I just hope it wasn't a hoax. I just hope it wasn't. You know, I
for
hope
for the kids' sake.
Yeah, for everybody's. I just
screw
hope
the dad.
I just hope it wasn't a hoax. All right, before we go, let me just remind you: on Monday, we're going to get to all those audio clips of Rush Limbaugh being a racist. We'll see what you think about them. You make the call. And also on Monday at 8:30, we will have Congressman Ed Perlmutter in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo about Wall Street reform. Tune in then.
When you're protected by Identity Guard, you will experience an unimpeded life.
That's right. I'm going to waste even more time noodling around on social networking sites.
Our company has helped over 20 million customers of leading U.S. banks actively manage their identity exposure. So we know what the dealio is.
I will fearlessly use my credit card in any restaurant, in any city, in any country, even Brooklyn.
Identity Guard scans everything from credit bureaus to public records, alerting you 24/7.
I am going to expose myself anytime I feel like it. Oh, wait, that didn't come out right.
And should the unthinkable happen, Identity Guard covers you with our $1 million loss insurance. It will make you want to say,
let's go, life! Let's go!
Let's go, life, indeed. Identity Guard. Live a more streaming life. Call 877-ID-GUARD now or visit identityguard.com. That's identityguard.com.
States.
Mario Solis marriage.
Today on the Mario Solis Marriage Show, Max Baucus declares all Democrats will vote for reform and even some repubs. We'll take your calls, talk to the guys from the lowdown.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.